One win away, just one victory separates both the Donovan West Mustangs and the Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers from advancing to their second state championship appearance in school history. It's Class 2A state basketball and a girls contest here in the semifinals, with Mound Ridge awaiting the winner as the D-West girls get set to take on the Panthers from Pitt Colgan. Welcome to our broadcast with studio engineer Ray Penning. I'm Justin Fluke, courtside at Bramwich Coliseum, and joined again tonight by David Johnson. Donovan West, 18-5 after their victory over Chase County, 60-44 last night, while Pitt Colgan comes in 22-2. They are the number two seed and beat Valley Heights 41-37 yesterday as well. D-West won it all just 2 years ago, and Colgan has only been in a title game once, and that was in 2021. Both teams winning yesterday, back at it today, and some believe this could be potentially the state championship. Mound Ridge awaits the winner, a team that's very good at 23-2, but no seniors on their roster. And Dave, I know Mustang fans excited to have this opportunity, but no, Colgan will certainly not be an easy slouch game here tonight.
Well, if your juices aren't juiced up for this one, you don't have a pulse. Playing Colgan, a perennial team that comes into the tournament with a methodical pace, obviously with a high-scoring guard, wants to make sure the pace of play goes through their post, and Ja'Kayla Davis will be looking for hers. Now, Donovan West on the other side, hectic pace, wants to put a lot of pressure up front. They're not going to change what they do today. You get to this part of the season, you're going to dance with the one that brung you, going to put pressure on as it comes down to this guy like it did against Valley Heights. Will Donovan West be able to get the pace such that gets Colgan out of their game plan of slowing things down and controlled shots, and can they control the boards will be the big thing I'll be looking for in this one.
You mentioned Ja'Kayla Davis, the 5'6 junior for Pitt Colgan. She was held to just 17, and I say held because she averages 27 points per game, but Valley Heights defended her very well. Nobody else averages double digits on the Colgan team, so if you can control Ja'Kayla Davis and not turn the ball over and let her have transition opportunities, that bodes well. Donovan West, as they've done all season, so balanced in the chemistry. Last night they had four girls in double figures and another player with 8 points, so five players with 8 points or more. Tremendous team balance. Courtney Johnson, 16, to lead the D-West girls to their 18th win of the season last night under head coach Perry Smith. Abby Farabi, the coach in her 13th season with Pitt Colgan. We will speak with Perry Smith after this timeout as we take a pregame break. And when we come back, Coach Perry Smith will join us and break down tonight's D-West Pitt Colgan girls 2A state semifinal. It's all part of the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Welcome back, Bramwich Coliseum. Justin Fluke joined by Coach Perry Smith as he gets ready to take the court here today. And Coach Smith, just want to catch up a little bit in terms of, you know, after the sub-state win, an emotional, you know, exciting moment. But what's it been like since then, kind of getting the girls just refocused and ready to make some noise now at state?
Well, we are. It's an exciting time. Community's always excited. School's always excited. And it never gets old, you know. It never gets old.
Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox. With many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle up savings with discounted prices. Plus, you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, gun and security safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net. MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest, with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
For more than 21 years, Pierce Heating and Cooling has been serving Northeast Kansas HVAC needs. Pierce Heating and Cooling, your independent trained comfort specialist, can assist you with residential, commercial, or industrial heating and air repair or replacement. Pierce offers annual service plans and financing options subject to credit approval. See Pierce Heating and Cooling for complete details. Pierce Heating and Cooling offers free quotes and estimates for all your heating and air needs. Visit PierceCool.com or call 785-988-4400 for Pierce Heating and Cooling.
It's hard to stop a train.
Justin Fluke back with you. Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan getting set for the 2A girls state semifinals. Donovan West set to take on Pitt Colgan, and Lady Mustang head coach Perry Smith joining me right now. And Coach Ken, just want to go back to last night, beating Chase County 60-44. We talked about the quick start and how good that was, but you know, once you get past that first game, it has to be a huge, huge relief. I mean, Final Four, you know, the top four in the state, has to be a good feeling. How do you allow the girls to enjoy it and not relax in the last 24 hours since then?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I'm very good at that. Because, you know, last night we, as coaches, we stayed up pretty late trying to get a scout ready for Colgan. And we do look ahead a little bit. So Coach Leatherman had that scout kind of ready. And so we got it in. And then the girls today, it was a lot of basketball, you know, a lot of film, and then some practice. And then, of course, then we're trying to get off our feet as much as we can. So yeah, it's been a fun 24 hours. And hopefully we're ready to go here today.
Let's talk about Pitt Colgan a little bit. Obviously, they got the win against Valley Heights, a team you're very, very familiar with. And what is it about Colgan that's going to be important here for this game for you today?
Well, we need to dictate tempo. You've heard me say that before. They're more deliberate than we are. So we need to impose our will with the tempo. We need to play at our speed, get up and down a little bit. And we got to guard. That's kind of our game. We can kind of guard you. So hopefully we do well with that today, but we wanted to get up and down and maybe get them a little bit out of their comfort zone, because they do play such a different style than us. But we're, you know, again, this time of year you dance with what brought you, and we've been that type of team all year. So with tempo and playing fast, so we're going to do that again today.
Some of these girls, of course, you know, got a taste or a feeling of a state championship 2 years ago. Talk about maybe just the motivation of this group, the hunger, and some of the leadership you have that's trying to push this team, you know, to a chance for another state title.
Well, we are. You know, we understand what it means to be great. These girls know what it means to put together three good games to win a state championship. And I, you know, Brenna Edie, I think I told you maybe last night, when she came off the court last night, she goes, "We're not done." And that always makes you feel good.
Excellent. Final thought, or just another key? Talk about tempo, but staying out of foul trouble, I know that's big as well. Anything else at the top of your mind here before tip-off?
No, staying out of foul trouble is going to be huge. We got it. We got to stay out of foul trouble. We got to rebound. If we defensive rebound and we can get out in transition, We're a different animal than most teams see in that regard. So hopefully we can do that. If we hold our own on the boards, I think we'll be happy here about 10 o'clock.
Should be a great game. Go have fun, Coach.
Thank you, Justin.
Perry Smith, head man for the D-West Lady Mustangs. Our pregame show will continue from Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan to a girls' state semifinal with Mound Ridge awaiting the winner. It's D-West and Pitt Golgan coming up here next on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over three decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bramwich Coliseum. Justin Fluke alongside Dave Johnson. It's D-West and St. Mary's. Pitt Colgan here in the 2A girls semifinals. D-West will be the visitors in their road uniforms once again as they came in as the number 6 seed, taking on the number 2 seed, Pitt Colgan. Colgan played for a title once and lost it in 2021. Donovan West girls played for a championship once and victorious just a couple of years ago in 2023. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups as our lineups are presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts. You'll find it at Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. We'll get to the D-West starters first, and they include 5'6 sophomore Courtney Johnson in the backcourt with 5'3 senior Brenna Eady. Also starting for D-West is 5'6 sophomore Andy Foster. Katie Johnson is a 5'10 senior on the inside, along with Belle Smith, a 5'6 junior, rounding out the D-West starting lineup. Johnson and Johnson, Smith, Foster, and Eady for the 18-5 Lady Mustangs to beat Chase County. Last night got off to a quick start, led 22-11 at the end of the first quarter, and kept the Panthers at arm's length all night. Now for Pitt Colgan, the home team in white under coach Abby Farabi. Their starters include 5'5 senior guard Lauren O'Brien, also 5'5 senior guard Kyla Olson, and 5'6 junior Ja'Kayla Davis. She's their leading scorer. 5'9 senior Molly Sweezy, and on the inside it's 5'10 senior Mariah Harris, who had a big game with 12 points in Colgan's victory by 4 points over Valley Heights last night. It was one of the lower scoring games, though, for Pitt Colgan. They won that just 41-37. Dave, final thoughts and keys as we get set to tip this one off.
Obviously, you got to get out and get in transition early and limit their easy shots for Colgan. Sometimes they get caught where they're just relying on Davis so much that they can get a little stagnant. But it's, again, it's important for Katie Johnson not to get in foul trouble with Harris inside, who was the one that really kind of gave them the lead against Valley Heights in the second half.
Set to tip it off. The winner goes to the title game, and D-West wins the tip. Foster on the left side will get it to Eady. Both girls played really well last night. Foster was our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on, filling up the stat sheet. Here's Eady behind the back as Colgan starts in his zone. Johnson finds Smith coming to the basket, but they say a travel and a turnover here 20 seconds in.
Donovan West had a good look there. Katie had the basketball post up inside, and I thought she was just going to turn and score it, but that time hit Belle Smith cutting, kind of shuffled her feet, and Donovan West would go full court diamond pressure.
Created a lot of turnovers, 18 of them against Chase County in last night's win. This time Davis comes into the half court, one-handed bounce pass ahead. Sweezy, tough shot missed, rebounded by Katie Johnson. Eady on the far side of the court, D-West going right to left on your radio dial. Tried to punch their ticket to the title game. Mound Ridge awaiting the winner. Get pass deflected, but Katie Johnson has it. Up top to Courtney. Courtney, a big first half last night in the win. Mound Ridge won earlier today, 46-26 over Inman. That championship game tomorrow night at 6:15 here in Manhattan.
Jonathan West looks a little confused, like they think they're in a zone. They're just man-to-man. They're just switching all the screens. Got her with a foul there. Davis with a cheap one.
First personal of the game, it's Ja'Kayla Davis, the 5'6 junior guard. With a minute gone by and no score here in Bramwich Coliseum.
Donovan West continuing to run zone. I'm surprised they're not running their man here.
I kind of thought it was a 2-3 zone there as well for a
good
while.
Split.
As Foster tries to get the foul call. Two free throws for Andy Foster on the way.
That's a bad matchup for Colgan. Harris has got the size, but she doesn't have near the quickness to stay with Foster, who was so good last night with the double-double for the Mustangs.
Two fouls on Pick Colgan. Free throw for Foster is short. She was 3-for-4 last night. Looking for the first point of the ball game here with another free throw coming up.
And that was a big thing last night, too. The Mustangs hit free throws.
14 of 20 last night. They hit the second one here, just 56% on the season. But Foster has the first point. Davis against the full court pressure. Breaks it. Got a 3-on-2 down the middle. Too strong off the glass. Rebound falls to Harris, who gets the left side. And a shot blocked by Katie Johnson on the attempt by Sweezy. Here's all gas, no
nice
break. 80 to the bucket for the Deuce.
Almost another steal.
Deflected, stolen, shot, bounces in. That time it was Andy Foster getting the bucket.
Just the start you want for the Mustangs. As much as Colgan's looking for the ball weak side, they're throwing it all over the place.
5-0 lead for Donovan West. Here comes Warren O'Brien. Now
Davis.
Open on the right wing, a three-pointer. It's short.
And got her with a second.
Over the back foul. Johnson was in position. A long rebound again near the foul line. And this is going against Mariah Harris.
Well, if you didn't think this game was being coached, Barry Smith pointed to the crowd and trying to get them into it. Is sometimes Farabi on the other side can be at half court when she should be staying in the box. And I think there's a little bit of extra juice in the gym tonight.
2 minutes gone by, 5-0. Here's Smith driving right side, now without the dribble. In trouble on the baseline, Davis gets the steal. She averages nearly 4 steals a game. Second turnover on D-West. Davis coast to coast, left side layup, missed it. She's missed 3 shots, too strong. Katie Johnson ahead to Smith. Slams on the brakes, back to the trailer. KJ now left side, it's Foster. Fakes the 3, dribbles, kicks in the corner. Courtney, triple, no. Rebound, though, offensively by Foster, and then it's poked and stolen away.
This is not a pace Colgan's going to like if they want to run with us, because that is not what their M.O. is.
O'Brien finds Sweezy back up top to Davis. No points for Colgan with 5:15 to go here in the opening frame.
And you saw it right there. They got it in within 2 feet of the basket, but they were so set on running offense that they didn't look to shoot the basketball.
Davis up top to O'Brien. Good defense by Edie. Mustangs man-to-man, tight, consistent, on-the-ball pressure.
Harris took one right in the face, and she's got really looking like she doesn't know where she's at right now.
Long rebound. It goes to Davis. Colgan gets another opportunity here off the long missed 3.
High low.
Harris, power dribble, turns, left it short. Smith had it. Now Johnson picks up the rebound. Here comes Smith from right to left. On the near side wing, stop and pop, 3, any, no. As Brennan missed that one, and Davis gets the long rebound.
Back and forth we go.
Jakayla, left side of the lane, a bit off balance, but finally banks it in for the first Panther point.
You can already see Colgan's really not liking the pace, even though they got the layup there. Mustangs really kind of playing the pace they want right now. Good feeling out process by Coach Perry Smith. You're only halfway through the fourth quarter. Got what you want right now.
We'll keep it here during this timeout with 4:23 to go in the first quarter. All 3 fouls in this game have gone against Colgan. D-West put up a nickel, now leading 5-2 after that bucket by Jakayla Davis. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, and online at popcorngifts.net. It is the perfect timeout snack.
I'm surprised we don't have any here. You would think Mike Tankin would be able to get us some.
Well, I didn't ask.
That's on mic out right now. I have no popcorn here, and really, when you got a good game like this, you got to have popcorn, don't you?
You can't eat and chew popcorn.
You're right about
that.
I can barely walk and chew gum at the same time, let alone try and help you with a game.
I just hope you stretched a little bit better tonight. You're cramping up last night during the broadcast.
Totally terrible. That was terrible effort on my part.
U.S. basketball out of the timeout, leading by 3. Same starting 5 out there for Coach Perry Smith.
Andy Joe Westine in the game now for Andy Foster. Good drive.
Courtney missed the shot. Offensive board, Katie. That's blocked. Courtney gets it. Johnson to Johnson getting it done. Courtney with her first 2.
Well, Davis is the one that really wants to run for Colgan. Everybody else acts like this is not something. And now Colgan has gone double bigs inside.
They've brought in Fella Escaino, 5'10 junior. They've also brought in Janessa Davis, 5'5 junior guard as well. Janessa, only 3 points a game. Ja'Kayla is their top weapon. Kayla passing it to Harris, now getting it back. Mustangs lead again by a handful. Ball poked away. Davis able to corral it against Edie here on the near side. Now lobbed back up top to Janessa Davis. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Hogan doesn't look too comfortable.
Well, she walked with it.
And she missed the shot because it was partially blocked. Ascaino.
Great defensive position by Weststein that time.
Here comes D. West. Edie to Johnson, trying to move baseline, but took a step and travel. 3 turnovers on Donovan West, 2 turnovers so far against Colgan.
Nice drive by Katie there, but that time just drug her pivot foot on the travel.
And back into the Mustang lineup comes Andy Foster. We'll give a little breather to Bell Smith. At least Dee West has avoided foul trouble. They haven't fouled yet with nearly 5 minutes gone by as they set up full court pressure once again.
Nearly a steal on the inbounds pass.
Out of a double team, Ja'Kayla Davis dribbles it up, goes by Weststein, and now attacks the lane. Kicks it to Janessa. Now back to Ja'Kayla on the right wing. Colgan going left to right. Only 2 losses all year. To Gerard and Fort Scott, there's a turnaround jumper in the paint by Mariah Harris for her first 2.
Good, but Colgan's still concentrating on getting back. They're only sending 1 rebounder, and that helps an advantage on Donovan West.
Edie kicks in the far corner. Johnson skips it to Courtney. Passes up the 3 this time and hands it back to Weststein. Weststein will dribble against Colgan's man-to-man D.
And Johnson's got a size advantage against Swayze inside.
Here's Foster taking it down low and drawing the foul. That's the 4th against Colgan, and it'll give D. West a couple of more free throws.
Colgan last night tried to play with their bigs inside on a double low post, and they can't do it against Donovan West because with Katie matched up with Harris, the other big can't handle Foster inside or Weststein or Bell Smith as Foster's first free throw goes through. So she's trying to find a lineup that she likes right now, and she'll go back to double low again. Has the size there, but doesn't have the quickness to match up with the smaller Mustangs who have given a little trouble with the easy ball screens out front.
Foster missed the 2nd free throw short. The lead is 4. 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. Vesta Davis sprints ahead back to Ja'Kayla. Colgan still trying to figure things out. They did get Harris a touch and a bucket last time. 2 bigs at the high post, as Dave mentioned. Also now Osborne. She tries to drive. Ball knocked away. Back into the hands of Davis. Jumper left of the lane. A foul. First against Dee West. It'll give Colgan a couple free throws. They were 8 of 12 at the line last night and 68% as a team this season.
Even though the pace of the game is only 4 points right now, and it feels like it should be a little bit more, for Colgan, they've had to expend a ton of energy and stay back-to-back. You want to make sure you're going to maybe give up some points if you can continue to put the pressure on Davis.
Kayla makes her first free throw. She was 6 of 8 last night. 2nd free throw is good as well. We've got a 2-point ball game here. Just over 2 minutes to go, first frame. Edie ahead to Smith. Checked back in, Foster, Weststein, and Katie Johnson on the court right now.
Colgan back to the zone this time. When they bring the bigs in, they're going zone because they know they can't match up man-to-man-wise. It's a matchup zone, really trying to get out in the passing lanes.
This gives it to Edie, one of just 3 seniors on this Mustang squad. Here's Foster through the defense to the goal, but missed it, and a foul. Doesn't matter if it's on the floor or not. That's already 5 fouls on Colgan here in the first frame.
And you saw it right there with the bigger post for Colgan coming up. Andy's too quick for her right there.
Foster already 2 for 4 at the line as free throws number 5 and 6 coming up.
And they were saying that was on the ground. Well, it doesn't matter. Like you said, it's our 5th foul.
Fouls 5 to 1 as the free throw bounces friendly off the back lip, high and through the cylinder. And Foster, a good start with 5 points here in this game.
I'm surprised we haven't heard the familiar call from the fans. Call it both ways. That's always a classic.
Just wait. There's not that many Colgan fans here.
No,
I mean, maybe like 30 of them.
All 5 of them are here. So, and it's another foul on Foster there. Kind of not smart 90 feet from the bucket, but you like to hustle.
So that's foul number 2 on Dee West after Foster missed her 2nd free throw. It's 9-6 U.S. has led from start to finish. They got a quick five to start this contest here tonight. Full court pressure. Davis Grill in the backcourt, trying to bring it up. Courtney Johnson has checked back in.
Good tip by Katie.
Into the hands, though, of Escaeno.
And see, you can press when the other team's not going to attack you, and Colgan just doesn't attack out of the press break. They're content to set up offense, and you'll continue to press if you're not going to give up layups.
Nice play. Two defenders left side, and the layup is good.
That's sometimes Donovan West's weakness. We get caught standing rather than squeezing bodies together on a point guard like that.
And now
steal.
Edie has it stolen away. Up the court, O'Brien, and she banks it home. And that's her first bucket to give Pitt Colgan their first lead of the day. 10-9, Panthers with a minute to go in the first.
And the Mustangs need to be smart here. The zone's extended, so there's opportunities in the high post. High-low jump shot there by Foster. Good luck. They can't cover it.
Foster's got seven, a foul line jumper. The U.S. has turned it over four times in this game. Here's O'Brien into the half court. Back to Janathu, hands it to Jakayla at the foul line. Couldn't get the shot off. As Edie's right there in her grill.
You see her looking for a shot a little bit more tonight than she was against Valley High. It kind of senses that their team needs her scoring tonight.
She's the main weapon, no doubt. And there she goes into the lane and getting it up and spun through.
Tough shot.
8 points now for Jakayla Davis. Colgan back ahead by one. Foster attacks right at Ascaino and scores. She hit the deck. Foster's got nine in the opening quarter. 10 seconds to go.
Got to find inside.
Lob to Ascaino. Kick out. Three ball O'Brien off the back lip. Rebound D West. 3.5 seconds.
Foster even no time and score.
Nope, but 1 point lead for D West as Perry Smith smiles and claps his hands at the five girls coming to the sideline. An entertaining 8 minutes, no doubt. D West led by five a couple of times. They lead by just one at the end of one. It's the Mustangs 13 and the Colgan Panthers 12. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy, call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Second quarter underway. Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson with you, and another basket by Jakayla Davis. She's in double digits with 10, and just like that, it's Colgan on top, 14-13. Our fourth lead change now as we go back and forth early here in the second.
Colgan back to the zone, and Davis this night, again, really hunting her shot here today.
Katie Johnson finds Smith, who's fouled and going to shoot two. We'll give you the Sabetha Auto Parts second quarter starting lineup. Katie Johnson, Courtney Johnson, Bell Smith, Brenna Eady, and Imogio Wettstein out there for Perry Smith's Mustangs to begin this second quarter. Missed first free throw of the day. She was 1-for-2 yesterday and has her first point. She's the fourth different Mustang player to score. So 14-14, I believe, one of the few ties we've had here early on. Out graduating the winner in tomorrow night's 2A Girls Championship game as Smith hits them both.
Again, Davis is nearly had a carry right there. Davis is the one that's basically breaking the press by herself.
Yep, weaves her way through all the defenders. Gets it to Janessa.
She's not really a three-point shooter, wants to get everything off the bounce. More real comfortable going to the basket.
Both Davis girls, Sweezy and O'Brien, and Harris is their center in the middle for Pitt Colgan. 15-14, B.U.S. back on top. Sweezy thought about a three, trying to get Davis to the basket, but she slipped down. Turnover number three on Colgan. Here's Courtney Johnson. Spins it around here on the left wing, waits for the rest of her team. Now we're 5-on-5. Wettstein over to Edie. Wettstein gets it back, wraps it into Smith at the high post. Left baseline, faking the long two is Katie Johnson. Smith underneath, didn't realize she was open. Wettstein up top, three, no. Offensive board on the deck. Smith trying to get it to Johnson. We got a jump ball, yep, and it'll stay with the Mustang.
And he's just got to slow herself down a little bit, a little hurried on the jump shot there. Again, Colton's trying to put so much pressure on the wings, the middle of the zone and the baseline's wide open. If you can fake a pass to make a pass or get yourself some dribble penetration, they're over-applying themselves, and the backside's wide open.
Andy Foster checks back in. Katie Johnson will get a breather. Foster, 12 rebounds last night, 5 assists, 4 steals. Here's a shot missing by Foster, who had 9 in the opening quarter, scoring tonight. Kayla Davis going to go coast to coast. High off the window, no. Rebound comes to Johnson, who has Bell Smith ahead. Finds her left side for the layup. Pressured from behind, she missed it. Courtney Johnson had it and got knocked down, and that's going to be another foul. Second here on Colgan in the second quarter as Johnson just got taken out, and head coach Abby Farabi just got a pretty evil stare down from the official on that far side as she was wanting to debate that last call.
I don't know what she was debating about. She got plowed over, but that's the different. I guess it's different down in Pittsburgh. But anyway, good steal that time. And again, the pace of play favors Donovan West, even though they're only up by one.
Those things underneath their own basket. That twice by 5 points in that first quarter. Sweezy went out of the lineup for Colgan. Edie.
Boy.
Wettstein.
Almost traveled with it again.
Into Foster. Splits two defenders. Goes up and missed it. Offensive board.
Good rebound.
Great rebounding by the Mustangs. Here's Edie. Left wing. Three. No. Missed badly.
Hurried.
Harris has it. Now O'Brien wants to run without numbers. He'll stop in the half court. 5:35 to go. Second quarter. D-West 15. Colgan 14.
As a team that presses, man, you got to like it when a team has to set up. And then Davis, that could have been an offensive there. Lowered her elbow. No blockout.
Offensive putback off the miss by Davis. Bella Escaino scores her first two. Mustangs down one with the ball. Edie fakes the three this time. Over to Smith. Colgan switched it up between man-to-man. Now they're back in a 2-3 zone. Edie a three. Left wing, same spot as last time, but different result. That one is perfect.
So Smith called for timeout that time and couldn't get it.
5 points for Edie. She had 12 last night. 18-16 Mustangs. Here's O'Brien, the lob to Harris. Harris and Escaino both on the low block. Kayla Davis has been able to penetrate a little bit. She looks to get to the basket again. Now passes this to Harris. Working around Wettstein. Scoops it up and in. Mariah Harris.
That has been Donovan West. Their posts get so penciled inside, they're not staying and moving, and that's what Colgan wants to do. It's just sitting down, and they're going to ball fake you here.
Foul against Colgan with this game tied at 18. So the fouls were 5-2 in the first quarter, and now they're 3-0 here in the second quarter against Colgan as Katie Johnson returns to the lineup.
Natives are getting restless on the other side.
Lob into Foster. Out there with Smith, Edie, and Courtney Johnson. And Courtney shoots a three. That one missed. Rebound. Smith couldn't quite grab it. It's corralled by Harris. 4:20 to go. First half. Entertaining game. A lot higher scoring than Colgan and Valley Heights had, and we knew that might be the case. Colgan adjusting and playing to the up-tempo Mustang style.
And Colgan's kind of settled in with the bigger lineup inside, but staying with the zone defense. And Davis really trying to be the one that's basically their only scoring punch for them right now.
She just scored again. Little jumper from the free throw line. Puts Colgan ahead by two. Kayla Davis now with 12 points already. Edie attacks. Left side. Missed it. Katie Johnson rebounds. Made it. Katie Johnson's first points on her putback.
Coach Smith still looking for a timeout, and the officials aren't looking for him. It's too loud. They can't hear him.
Hard to hear anything in here as Davis again drives to the bucket, and it's fouled. He'll head to the line to shoot two.
And the guards for Donovan West have to understand this. When it's full speed and she's coming down, she's not giving the ball up. We're starting to reach rather than being in position just to take a charge on her. She's got one. If you could slow her up with a charge, that kind of slows them up from getting into the paint.
Free throw good. Davis 3 for 3 at the line, 13 points. Perry Smith having a visit. One of our officials is Matt Galley from Atchison. Coach Smith saying, hey, twice after a made basket, I've tried to get a timeout. It is hard to hear anything in here. You can't hear the PA. You can't hear hardly anything. Both free throws good for Ja'Kayla Davis. 22-20, Colgan lead. Johnson to Foster, out to Edie. Another three ball. This one rolls around and won't drop. Offensive board comes to Foster through a double team. Tough shot there.
Nice rebound again.
She got her own miss and then a foul.
After second Colgan. On Davis.
Yep, it's Ja'Kayla Davis with her second personal. Team foul number 4. And the Mustangs almost in the bonus already again here with 3:21 to go in the half.
Coach Farabi saying that was on number 5. Well, there's not even a 5 out there trying to say 3, so trying to get it off her star point guard travel.
Moody into a double team there. Nice defense by Janessa Davis. 5 turnovers on D. West, but I believe that's their first one here in this second quarter.
Guards got to slow themselves down a little bit here. And I believe we're going to have a timeout by Colgan.
Coach Farabi taking her second timeout of the game, and we will take it with 3:19 to go till halftime. It's Pitt Colgan 22, the Donovan West girls 20 on the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highlands, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Ray Penning, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here courtside at Bramwich Coliseum. Found graduating the winner in tomorrow's 6:15 Girls Championship game. Mustangs will have Courtney Johnson, Belle Smith, Brenna Edie, Foster and Katie Johnson out there with 3:19 to go till halftime. Colgan has the basketball and a 2-point lead.
Donovan West will stay with a little full court man this time, kind of token, making Davis work here as she comes up.
O'Brien, Davis.
1-4 flat, trying to isolate for Davis.
Harris, Ascaino out there as well. There's a foul on a shot, a bit out of control with Kyla Osborne, but they bail her out with the foul. And still shoot two.
Again, Coach Smith telling the guards, you've got to slide your feet and get in front, because we've seen that a lot in this tournament. Everybody's attacking a step through or a spin dribble. Just because they've used their dribble doesn't mean your defensive pressure is done. You got to be ready to move your feet.
Colgan had made their first 4 free throws of the night, but that one misses by Osborne. Caroline Imhoff, a 5'9 senior, checks in for the first time for the Lady Panthers in their 18th state appearance. Second free throw good. First point for Osborne. Colgan up by 3. 3-minute mark, quarter number 2. Edie quickly to the basket. Missed it. Offensive board. The putback missed by Katie Johnson.
Needed to settle herself there. Got the rebound. Didn't have her legs underneath it.
3 ball by Osborne. Off the mark. High off the rim. And 2 players battling. It goes out of play. And it'll be Mustang possession.
Enough of a block out there that Colgan couldn't control it here.
Colgan has both their big forwards in the game here right now. They also have 4 fouls, so U.S. looking to keep attacking.
The 2-3 is so extended. It's basically a man-to-man. So if you can get the ball to the high post, you can see right there, their posts aren't big enough to handle them. Same way with their guards. When they get the ball swung, they've got to be in position to shoot the ball or look to attack baseline. Good pass there in the high post.
Here's Foster into the lane, out top. Belle Smith leans into a long 2, and he gets her first field goal.
What happened? Ball went inside, kicked back out, re-penetration, got a wide-open look at the free-throw line. Nice offense that time by the Mustangs.
23-22. Colgan had the biggest lead of the game at 3. Ja'Kayla Davis drives again down the lane. This one bounced out. Katie Johnson boards it, gets it to Courtney. Courtney fakes into the lane,
oh,
and a charge.
That was not a good call. He was calling that before she ever got ready to do her Euro step there, and the girl was falling.
That's the first personal on Courtney, I believe, team foul number three.
And Courtney should have been looking. She was on the left side. They played her over. If she crossed up with the right hand, she would have had the layup.
Substitution for Colgan as they go to a smaller lineup. Ascaino checks out. Mustangs continue with some full-court press. Had a couple turnovers created early on, but they really haven't been able to turn it over here much, especially when Davis gets it in her hand.
It's the pace of play right now. That was almost a travel.
I'm off into Harris, wide open, in a basket as they break the press and get an easy do.
Again, Coach Smith telling Katie, you don't come out for that. She just came in, and you're giving up a layup, and then we got a double dribble.
Sixth turnover on the U.S.
That's knowing time and score and who you're playing against there.
Three fouls on the Mustangs, four against Colgan here in the second stanza. Minute 35 to go, 25-22, Colgan leads. 3 points, the most that they've led by. The West led twice by five in the first frame. Kayla Davis around the screen, looking to create. To Imhoff, who gets the screen from Davis, dribbles left of the lane. Now it's O'Brien to the far corner to Janessa Davis. Back to Ja'Kayla. Minute 12 to go in the half.
And trying to get Harris to sit down on the post, and we're not moving our feet again. There's a blockout on the weak side, though.
Didn't use the glass on that shot by Harris, and U.S. comes away with it. Foster, little stop and go, now in some trouble. Out to Smith, near corner, Johnson wide open, and short. Rebound falls to Foster, and an easy putback. Great spot there for Andy Foster.
Boy, she's having a nice tournament. She seems like she's everywhere, and Bell Smith nearly with a steal.
Colgan saves it in, 45 seconds to go. Maybe D-West can get a 10-second count. Nope, Ja'Kayla Davis gets it.
Got to stop ball.
They stop her. She kicks it out to O'Brien. Mustangs down by one. Colgan maybe wanting to hold for one shot here at the end of the half with a tight lead.
Davis is really winded.
Kayla, I don't think she's come off the court.
And she won't if they want to have a chance. Nice block.
Katie Johnson blocking the elbow shot of Ja'Kayla Davis with 20 seconds to go in the half. Foster. Brings it ahead, left side, Smith now to Edie on the right, 10 seconds. Smith looking over the zone, Edie checks the clock, 7 to shoot, Smith open, top of the key, 3, no, rebound Colgan, 2 seconds left, ball batted, and then Colgan has it, and that's halftime. Well, D-West led by 1 point at the end of one quarter, and now it's Colgan up by 1 point here at halftime. A highly entertaining, phenomenal first half with Pitt Colgan 25 and Donovan West 24 here at intermission. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from death, online at highlandcc.edu. First half in the books, halftime show next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student-athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland. Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Need trusted legal advice? Parker Law Office in Highland is here for you. From family law to business matters, they provide experienced and compassionate representation. Protect your right and your future. Call Parker Law in Highland for a consultation. Parker Law is proud to support local schools.
Are you in need of new tires or light mechanic work? Triple L Tire in Highland has you covered. From great deals on major brand tires to oil changes, brakes, struts, alignments, and detailing, they do it all. You'll drive safe and smooth after their unbeatable service. Call 444-TIRE, open Monday through Friday. Triple L Tire is your one-stop shop for all your tire and auto needs, even semi-tires. That's Triple L Tire in Highland. Call to schedule now at 444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland, where your car or truck always gets the VIP treatment.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Ray Pinning, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here in Manhattan. We're at halftime in our 2A girls state semifinal. Pitt Colgan leading 25-24 over Donovan West. Mustangs started strong. They had a 5-0 lead and a couple 5-point leads in the first quarter. They were still ahead 13-12 at the end of one. They had more than a handful of lead changes and a few ties throughout that second quarter. And Pitt Colgan never led by more than 3 points. They're up by one here at halftime. But kind of the game we expected a little bit in terms of just high pace, pretty up and down, and a few turnovers, a few more fouls than what we saw in the previous game last night, but pretty close, just like we expected, huh?
Well, and the thing you like if you're Coach Smith is that, number one, the pace of play is in your favor. Two, you've taken away the size of Colgan because of the pace. They're so winded, and Davis kind of feels like this is kind of her game. You got to pick your poison when you get here, and she's so good off the dribble. You know, sometimes you're going to give up some. You're going to rob Peter to pay Paul, and then if they can, what they need to do in the second half, the guards have got to be a lot tighter at squeezing her. And if she does shoot, then we got to really react and get a good block out. Offensively, against the spread out of that 2-3 zone or a Syracuse zone, as they call it, where you're so extended inside, our guards have got to do a better job of finding high posts. And, again, we need Johnson where she hasn't hit shots where she hit last night. We've got to be able to get her going a little bit. Edie on the outside as well. But really, Foster has kind of created the offense for him. Colgan hasn't found a way to get her under control.
Yeah, Andy Foster with 11 points, although 9 of her 11 points came in that first quarter. You mentioned Edie with the 3. That is the only 3-point basket made in this game. Both teams made 5 free throws, and I have D. West down for 3 more turnovers than Colgan here at halftime. Our first half statistics are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Team member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison in Holton, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. For D. West, Foster's got 11, Edie has 5, Bell Smith has 4, and 2 each for Courtney Johnson and Katie Johnson. D. West was 5 of 8 at the line, got the 1-3, had 7 turnovers in the first half. For Colgan, Ja'Kayla Davis, averaging 27 a night, and on pace, she's got 14, including 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And all of her shots pretty much came in the paint. It was all her attacking. There was nothing from the outside that she was able to hit. So really being able to just give her more attention as she tries to drive and create, as you mentioned, feeling a lot of the offensive pressure here today. Davis has 14 so far. Mariah Harris has 6, 2 for Lauren O'Brien, 2 for Bella Escaeno, and 1 for Kyla Olson. So Davis pretty much doing it all offensively, but she does have 2 fouls. That could be a factor to keep an eye on as well.
Well, and I think Valley Heights did a lot better job of controlling her yesterday with the help. I mean, their guards are really doing it, and we haven't done that as much. We've allowed her to split some, and we've got to understand that, you know, when she gets the ball off the ball screen, she's looking to drive paint. She's looking to get splits, and then you got to cover up on the shooters because, you know, I'll be honest, the other guards really are limited in what they can do offensively, stand and shoot. At the same time, they're expending so much energy. That's part of what you do with the press. You're taking the legs out from your jump shooters. You just don't want to give up layups. So it comes down here in the second half, which team's going to take good shots, be under control, have good understanding of what the defense is trying to take away and capitalizing on that.
A few other scores from our MSC Sports Radio Network on this semifinal Friday here in Manhattan. The first game of the day had Valley Falls coming up short to the number one seed ranked and two-time defending state champs, Mound Ridge stayed undefeated, beating Valley Falls 74-46. On girls' side today, Troy and Centralia were neck and neck through three quarters, but the Panthers pulled away to win 58-40. Centralia girls beat Troy. Centralia in the state title tomorrow in Dodge City. Lynn girls will play for a state championship tomorrow in Colby as they beat Attica 54-38. Number 8 seed Lynn girls from the TVL making some big noise. And who do they play in the state championship tomorrow? Hanover. TVL foe as the Hanover girls beat Lebo 37-34. Topeka Seaman playing for a 5A state title, trying to go back-to-back as they beat Andover 55-49 today in Emporia. And what a game for the Silver Lake girls as they were down 8 points going into the fourth quarter. They come back and win by 7. A big come-from-behind fourth-quarter victory for the defending 3A girls champs. Silver Lake beat Heston 65-58. So we have Centralia in a title game, Silver Lake girls in a title game, Demon girls in a title game, and the Hanover and Lynn girls in a title game. So all those girls title games. Two other games going on right now on our network besides this D-West Colgan matchup. We have Axtell at halftime against Dighton. The Axtell boys in Colby lead 30-27. And the other game going on right now is Silver Lake, and the Silver Lake boys are taking on Goodlin. And Goodlin leading 22-21 at halftime. So another tight, great one there. Our score, tight as it can be at halftime, just 1 point separating the Panthers and Mustangs. It's St. Mary's Colgan 25, Donovan West 24. We'll get our keys to the second half and get you set for the third quarter when we return. It's the Highland Community College Halftime Show, online at highlandcc.edu. U.S. down one at the intermission here on KNZA.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Donovan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
When you need a tow, Davies Record Service of Troy is ready and on call. Serving Donovan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Record Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them. Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Donovan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, welcome back as we wrap up the halftime show. Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers leading 25-24 over Donovan West. Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson with you courtside here at Bramlage Coliseum. Aldridge awaiting the winner. Again, they won 46-26 over Inman earlier today. The 2A girls title game here in Manhattan is at 6:15, the last game tomorrow night. The third place game will be Inman against whoever doesn't win this one, and that game is at 2 for third place tomorrow. We'll have Valley Falls Boys' third place game at 12 noon tomorrow here in Manhattan with that game on sister station Care 93.7 FM. Speaking of Care, I mentioned all the high school scoring updates. Didn't give you one for BC, but the BC women in the NAIA National Tournament, as they're playing in Tennessee. And Tom Couts on the call down there is it's an 8-9 matchup with LSU Alexandria. And the last score that we had at that one was 21-10 early on. BC was out to an 11-point lead in that ball game in Tennessee. Well, let's talk keys to the second half. Dave, D-West down by one. What's the Mustangs' recipe you feel like for success here and getting the win?
Well, no doubt Coach Smith was telling them in the at halftime, you know, this is where our second half is where we get stronger. That's one of their goals of every game is to come out and get stronger. And the thing they're going to have to do is defensively really tighten up, because that's one thing when they've been good this year and held teams down, their defense has been strong enough to one and done. You don't want to give a team that's really struggling to score the ball out of the other people just easy chances. And that's where Davis got to control her, because the other ones have been a little hesitant to shoot. Offensively, be strong with the basketball. Look for ball reversal shots against the extended zone. Look for gentle penetration, especially from your guards. And, again, if they're so extended on the zone, long shot equals long rebound. Chase that thing down. Make them pay. Get to the foul line.
Yeah, I feel like Donovan West doing a pretty good job in the rebounding category here tonight. Also doing a good job of avoiding foul trouble. In fact, no player with more than two fouls. Shaquayla Davis has two for Colgan. That's something we're definitely keeping our eye on. So knocking down some shots, limiting turnovers. That's the other thing that we saw once or twice, you know, turnovers that produce transition opportunities for Colgan. So certainly taking care of the basketball. Seven turnovers in the first half for Donovan West to just 4 for Colgan. Let's reset the lineup for you, as it's Sabetha Auto Parts presenting our lineup reset at the beginning of the second half. Every championship team needs a great starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship caliber parts. That's what you'll find at Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. D-West will go with their starting five. Again, that's Courtney Johnson, Brenna Eady, Andy Foster leads the way with 11 points, Katie Johnson and Belle Smith for the Mustangs.
And it'll be important, again, like we said last night with Valley Heights, the first 4 minutes where you can kind of get yourself going a little bit, because sometimes you come out where you sat in the locker room and you come out and you're not really getting yourself going. This is where it's critical for the Mustangs, especially with Colgan having the ball right out of it. Look for a staggered screen or an elevator screen for one of their shooters or getting their post players involved. Don't want to give them something easy to get their confidence going here at the start of the second half.
Colgan, the number two seed, just two losses all year. They're home whites with blue numbers, letters, and trim. Colgan will go right to left, and as Dave mentioned, they'll have the basketball to begin this third quarter. Kayla Davis has 14 of the 25 points for Colgan, and the ball will be in her hand. She's defended it player to player by Courtney Johnson. Davis gets the screen, dribbling to the left, help defense by Foster. Davis now gets it up top to Harris, right side Osborne. She drives, shot blocked. Nope, foul called. I think it's on
Belle Smith. Hand check.
Might be her second.
Right there on that side, getting yourself positioned, not letting a right-handed dribble drive get by you.
Yep, it was the second personal on Belle Smith as well. Inbound to Harris left side. Bank shot won't go. And a rebound offensively by O'Brien, able to get it underneath the bucket there somehow as Colgan keeps possession, still up one.
And that kind of what got him going against Valley Heights last night is the rebound.
Davis out of control, tough shot, great defense there by Katie Johnson.
Last night she would have caused the foul that time, using her body and her hand, and kept him back that time.
Davis just kind of threw up a prayer. Here's an offensive foul. Katie Johnson must have pushed off. She had got it on the right near block. Now Perry Smith upset and wanted to question this call.
They called a wraparound that time, but that was a great steal by Johnson. I didn't quite see that one. I wonder why.
Full court pressure. Davis turns, heads to the other end with a float pass ahead to Osborne. still a one-point game. Harris muscling it up down low, and she scores. She has 8 points after a big 12 performance last night. Here's a pass that's going to go out of bounds. Good hustle by Colgan, but the Mustangs are trying to push it ahead to Courtney Johnson that time, and white jerseys got back in time.
That time, Courtney just got covered up inside. Foster caught her leg.
Katie Johnson goes out. I believe she and Bell Smith each have two fouls now. Him and Joe Epstein checks in for the Mustangs.
Important minutes for Emmy Joe here. She's got to come in and play good defense.
Foster is fouled. Tried to attack down the middle. This will be the second foul on Colgan. Second personal charge to Lauren O'Brien here in the second half. 7:58 to go.
Other than Davis, Donovan West has a lot better opportunities to score with their guards because Colgan doesn't have the quickness that Donovan West has at their guard spot. Ah, tough off of Andy's leg.
Humps it off her leg, trying to drive. There was a big collision when Edie tried to attack the paint as well. As the officials letting them play now a little bit here in the third, the Mustangs set up more full-court pressure. Turnover number 8 against C. West. O'Brien harassed in the backcourt, floats it to Osborne. Into the half court she goes. Osborne slams on the brakes, extended right side of the elbow. Now dribbling is O'Brien on the wing. Gets it to Ja'Kayla Davis. Down low to Harris. Harris around. Weststein missed the shot. Tipped and offensive board. Sweezy. And then another foul. So a couple big offensive rebounds. I think that's about 3 offensive boards for Colgan here in the third quarter.
Donovan West got caught that time when they lobbed the ball inside. Harris is a left shoulder. As she gets the ball in the block, she's turning baseline. And we're getting caught on the high side again, not moving on the pass. And then when the shot went up, we didn't block out on the weak side. This is eerily similar to what they did against Valley Heights last night. Offensive rebounds, already 3 here in the third quarter, allowed them to increase their lead.
Bell Smith checks out. First free throw is good. Molly Sweezy tries a second, and it's nothing but net. Her first 2 points of the game. Colgan up 5. This is the biggest lead Colgan's had all night, 29-24.
Again, it's the offense that is causing Donovan West problems. Johnson with a 3.
Courtney left it just short. Offensive board Foster.
Good rebound.
Fouled in the land of white jersey Giants down there. Foster able to pull it down, and that's foul number 2 on Colgan here in the quarter.
Points in the paint are tough to come by right now for Donovan West, and the outside shots just aren't falling like they did last night.
Only 1 3-pointer made total in this game, that by Edie of Donovan West. Mustangs hit 3 threes last night. They get it in here. Down 5, needing a bucket. U.S. has not scored in this second half. Edie takes it around the horn and to Courtney here on the near wing. 2 different 3-point lines. The college different than high school. It's been a bit confusing. Here's Foster down low. Tough shot over Ascaino.
Oh, nice rebound by Johnson.
Courtney got the rebound and then a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with D. West.
2 sophomores have done that this year in this tournament. Have rebounded the ball from the wings very well.
Mustangs get it in. 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Foster finds Courtney Johnson out to Edie.
Nothing there. Be patient.
Edie gets it in. Katie Johnson double teamed up and fouled, and Katie will shoot her first 2 free throws of the contest.
Well, and if you're a Colgan fan, you're thinking, why are they calling all the fouls? Well, the problem is Colgan's slow to react on the pass inside, and then they're getting caught with their arms reaching rather than being in great defensive body position. That's the key to not fouling.
This free throw misses for Katie Johnson, 67% foul shooter. Third personal. Was it on Olsen? I didn't hear who it was on. I heard third personal. They don't put the personal fouls up.
25 that just went out. Yes, Osborne. Excuse me.
She's got 3 fouls. Katie Johnson hits the second free throw, has 3 points in this game, and a timeout by Coach Perry Smith. The first timeout he's actually been granted and allowed to use here in this game. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn is the perfect timeout snack. By the way, quick BC update. Benedictine women leading 53-21, so it looks like they're well on their way to facing likely the number 1 seed in that second round game, which would be tomorrow. 25-29, U.S. down 4.
Coach Smith's really talking about the offense there, how our guards are getting so spaced out we're not able to get the ball reversed because we're too low on the baseline. We need to get slid up to allow that, be able to get the ball reversed. And they're going to go a little three-quarter court pressure, not full court on the inbound, just enough to give Colgan a little different look here.
Three fouls on each team here in the third quarter. Ja'Kayla Davis breaks the press. He's not scored in this half. Has 14, which is a game high currently. Gets a screen. Now back to the screener. That's Harris who rolled. Shot it up and through. Harris in double figures with 10.
Colgan, everything is on the right-hand side. They're not even looking to go to the left side right now. That could have been Davis's third right there.
Edie lost the handle, but the ball rolls over to Weststein, and now Courtney gets it to Edie. Down though, Katie turns right
nice.
Side, box, and bank in for Katie Johnson.
Colgan's getting over-rotated on their baseline, people. That should have been a carry.
Four-point game, Ja'Kayla Davis.
Nice pass.
Down low, and an easy bank on the right block for Bella Ascaino.
Colgan's post just basically wait for Davis to get into the lane, and they're opening up, which is smart. Got to keep do a better job of keeping her out of the paint.
Back up six are the Panthers from the CNC Conference. They've won their league five consecutive years. Katie gets it inside. Here's Foster going to work on the baseline. Pass over to Edie on the far wing. Up top, a three. Weststein, it won't go. Foster trying to keep it alive, trying to get a tied possession, and she does. Jump ball, possession arrow Colgan, but D-West will get the next one. Good job by Andy Foster there. D-West down six with 4:33 left here in the third.
Just not getting the shots to fall outside right now, and we're getting a little stressed about it and taking hurried shots rather than we had a good look on Johnson on the weak side. If we can get the ball one side and get it swung, their posts are slow to react on ball movement, and we got Katie on the weak side for a seal or Andy.
Kayla Davis walking it into the half court here for Colgan, who leads 33-27. To Kayla to Janessa, the two juniors. Out of the far corner, Harris thought about a three. The 5'10 senior will think about it twice, and now get it back to Davis. Davis trying to attack on Foster, a bit out of control, but bailed out with a foul as they call the block here. I think that one's on Foster. Yes.
Well, their offense consists right now of Farabi yelling at Davis just to go, go, go. And so it's just isolation and going to the basket.
Midway point of the third quarter. Colgan by six.
Pace of play has really changed towards Colgan. If you notice, the game has slowed
down.
Well,
the U.S. has even kind of backed off some of the full court pressure a bit. Four fouls on the Mustangs, so any more will put Colgan to the free throw line.
This is where Smith and Foster need to be looking. They're just isolating Harris and Davis on a weak side, little ball screen, looking for pick and roll options. So they need to be ready to help inside. The paint is where Colgan's wanting to go right now.
That was a five-second count against Ja'Kayla Davis. So a turnover by Colgan. Mustangs needing to find some offense. There's a three-pointer in and out.
Good rebound.
By Edie. Bell Smith underneath. Puts the stick back.
Nice rebound that time.
Now Ja'Kayla Davis beats two defenders.
Got to get split.
Coast to coast. Basket. No,
that's
it's
a charge.
The other way. Katie Johnson stands in and takes the charge. Ja'Kayla Davis limping a bit back to the other end. That's her third personal foul.
Nothing better. She knows how to get to her old man's heart right there. Coached for years, and nothing better than a charge. That says a lot when you sell out for your teammates right there. Davis totally out of control. She's now got to come out of the bank game, and not only that, it looks like she twisted her ankle.
Yeah, she's limping and on the bench with three fouls. You mentioned it in the first quarter, how D-West had an opportunity to maybe take a charge or two as much as she's going into the lane, and bit out of control as she was again there. D-West down by four, looking for a basket here with 3:15 left in the third.
No ball handler now for Colgan.
Edie's got it. Yeah, D-West might come back with some more pressure. Foster out to Bell Smith. Now Edie, top of the key, tries, kicks it out to Courtney. Courtney loses the dribble, lobs it into Katie. Out to Edie, three-point shot.
Good.
Thank you! Bang, bang, Brenna Edie!
Mark it down right here with under three to go. Let's see the pace of play.
Osborne looking to attack the basket.
Oh, my God.
Scored and the foul. Osborne stepping up with a big play. Her first field goal of the contest.
A layup that time, a skip pass, and Donovan West got caught in a bad rotation right there. Back line got overextended again on the diamond and gave up the layup on the backside.
Free throw for Osborne is 1-for-2 at the line tonight.
Who was the foul on?
No idea.
Is that on Edie?
I don't have it. They don't have live stats.
I know.
They don't put personal fouls up anywhere here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Where the opposite side is the official scores table, so we can't see the numbers they're signaling on the fouls. We have no way of almost knowing unless we see it happen and just assume who the foul is on. It's tough. We're not making excuses. U.S. down four.
Ball movement here. Guard's got to do a little better job of passing.
Kayla Davis still on the bench. Janessa Davis has checked back in. Smith skips the pass over to Courtney Johnson. Big three by Edie a moment ago, but then answered by Colton.
Good drive.
Foster around the paint and up and through.
They can't cover her there. They just can't. Their posts aren't active enough and athletic enough.
Timeout. Andy Foster has 13 points. D-West takes this timeout, and we're going to take it with him. From the far side of the lane, curling around, and a right side layup by Foster has D-West back within two. 36-34, Colgan by a pair with 2:27 left here in the third. It's the Schlegel's homegrown popcorn 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
D-West had cut it to 1 point, 33-32 on a triple. The second tonight by Brenna Edy. Then the three-point play at the other end for Colgan. And they lead 36-34. Justin Cook, Dave Johnson back with you. Bramlage Coliseum, 2A state semifinal.
Triangle and two this time by the Mustangs out of the timeout. Davis back in and with a noticeable limp.
2:15 and the clock moving here in the third. Kayla Davis limping, no doubt. Janessa will handle the basketball. We leave Sweezy alone up top. Sweezy hands it off now to Janessa Davis. To Kayla, defended by Bell Smith. Shoots from the foul line. Off a little bit short. Rebounded to Courtney Johnson.
She doesn't move well right now. Her left ankle is really causing problems for her.
Mustangs down two with the possession. They haven't led a whole lot since the first quarter of this game and playing from behind.
Momentum's kind of changed, and Colgan's now going to go man-to-man.
Foster out to Smith. Foster with a team-high 13 for D-West here today. Smith left all alone. Doesn't shoot. Attacks across the lane to the left side. Up. Yes. Plus one. We're tied. And the free throw coming for Bell Smith.
Colgan is not doing a real good job of getting the ball out of the middle. And Donovan West on the continuity ball screen where their guards are screening on the wing. They're switching. But the problem is Donovan West is doing a good job of getting downhill. And it's basically just a wrap around on the opposite side wing for a layup.
Smith trying to give D-West the lead. Both teams in the bonus already here in the third.
You thought Donovan West was going to go away. You thought wrong.
They got the lead. Three-point play. 9 points now for Bell Smith.
Could have got Davis with a push-off right there.
Full court pressure. 37-36. Mustangs by one. To Kayla Davis. Looks everyone go by. Now we're 5-on-5. Gets a screen from Janessa. Flips it back to her. Top of the key.
There's two people looking to score. It's Davis and Harris. Those are the only two even looking at it.
70 seconds to go. Meldridge awaiting the winner of the championship game tomorrow. Three games in 3 days. It'll be the only time this season that the D-West girls have had to do that. Janessa, fine Terrace, open at the right elbow, off the back lip, but a friendly bounce through, and Harris has scored 12.
Good read that time, and Colgan slow getting back.
Bell Smith ahead of the pack, draws the foul here in transition. Had a three-point play a moment ago. This time she'll have to earn both points from the charity stripe.
Nice push by Edie that time. And Harris was in a slow jog after a high-point jumper and just Smith outraced her and got her on her hip.
Bell had 10 points last night and now 9 as she misses free throw number 1.
This is what it's all about right here. Under a minute to go in the third quarter, the state semifinals. These are the kind of games you live to be a part of.
Hope Smith going to shoot one more. She's now 3-for-4 at the line here today.
Got some blood on her leg. The trainer, Jody Franken, going to do some quick work over there.
That happened last night as well. 49 seconds on the clock as Bramlage Coliseum goes silent for a moment. West girls won it all 2 years ago. That was down in Dodge City. Trying to get back to the title game for the second time in school history. One more free throw here for the junior, Bell Smith. Buys it. And buys it. It wasn't cheap, but it rolls through. 10 points for Bell Smith, joining Foster in double digits. 38-38.
Gotta find Harris. Katie can't come out on that. She's got to protect inside. Harris is all alone.
There's a drive by Osborne. Flips it to the near corner.
Oh, that's a walk.
Wide open three. Missed it short. Little bunny hop there and fight for the rebound. Colgan saves it. Janessa Davis goes up. That spins out. Davis gets it back and scores. Janessa Davis, just a fortunate offensive rebound there and an easy putback.
They missed the travel right there.
40-38. Foster drives, kick. Here's Courtney Johnson. Tickle of the twine. Mustangs lead.
Got to find Davis right now.
3 seconds to go. 2 seconds. And now they don't know the time, and they do get a miracle shot up. No good at the buzzer. And it's D. West ahead by one. D. West led by one at the end of the quarter. Colgan led by one at halftime. And now D. West back ahead by one as we head to the fourth. What a fantastic semifinal. And we're back for the final quarter after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over 3 decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Harry Spence with his assistants, Jim Leatherman and Kyra Johnson, talking to their team as we head to the fourth quarter. 41-40, D-West has the basketball here to begin the fourth. We'll get you the Sabetha Auto Parts Napa lineup reset here in a moment. Big three by Courtney Johnson at the end of that third.
Good steal.
Smith driving. Great screen by Katie Johnson, but the shot missed. Out to Edie on the rebound. A three, no good. Coming in front of us, longboarded by Pitt Colgan.
Got the shot they wanted on the kick out there.
Janessa Davis stopped.
At the travel.
Only 7 turnovers on Colgan. D-West has done better in the second half, not turning it over. And one thing you mentioned during the break, Dave, Kayla Davis has not scored for Colgan here in the second half.
And she's limited to how she can get to the basket now. She can't get around people now because of that ankle. Donovan West is taking advantage of it. Again, on that zone, their forwards come out. The guards have an opportunity to drive baseline, that's for sure.
Foster from the foul line turned and was open but missed the shot a little bit short. U.S. still ahead 41-40. Now here in the fourth quarter, Mustangs have
staying in the triangle in two.
Courtney Johnson, Katie Johnson, Foster, and Bell Smith, and a steal. Here comes Edie, 1-on-2, 2 white jerseys trailing. Basket good, Edie strong to the rack and lays it in.
Nice job that time. Smith's got to be smart right now. Davis is really frustrated, no need to foul her.
Another turnover by Colgan, Edie makes it points. There's a block by Katie Johnson, and now here comes Courtney Johnson, 2-on-1 with Smith. Courtney all the way, and is fouled on the shot by Lauren O'Brien. And Courtney Johnson to the line to shoot 2 with D. West leading by 3.
Well, what's happening is Colgan's getting so caught up trying to get the ball to the high post. Johnson was right there, and when their guards are penetrating, I don't know if they really know what the defense is. Good call by Coach Smith here, giving Colgan a different look in the fourth quarter.
Free throw for Courtney. Perfect. Nothing but Lylon. She's got 6 points. Katie Johnson has 5. 10 each for Belle Smith and Brenna Eady, and 13 for Andy Foster. Phenomenal balance again tonight. D-West trying to match the biggest lead of 5, and they do. Perfect free throw by Courtney Johnson. It's 45-40.
She shot that one like her mom. Maybe that'll get all the Nemaha County people and former Baylorville Falcons off my back.
6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ja'Kayla Davis, bum ankle, hobbling around a little bit out there. Their leading score at 27.
Don't need to come up for that, Katie. You're going to leave Harris underneath. Got to be smart here.
Kayla Davis getting a screen from Lauren O'Brien. Bell Smith gets through it and stays with her. Ja'Kayla over to O'Brien. A three-point shot. Instead. First three made by Colgan all night. It's Lauren O'Brien knocking in the triple. And now a two-point game with the 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here.
She eyed it long enough. I thought it wasn't going to be, and really fatigued, but they're able to knock down the shot.
Finally, a three for Colgan. They only made 3 last night against Valley Heights. First one here today.
And she is a three-point shooter for them. Stand still. That time, again, with them being in the triangle and 2, got loose, able to give up the wide-open shot to her, and she could knock it down.
So D-West led 5-0 and 9-4, and now a moment ago led 45-40. That 5-point margin, Colgan hasn't been up by more than that either in this game. Several lead changes, and now it's 45-43. Donovan West with 6:17 left in the fourth quarter.
And Davis is out of the game, but Colgan going to go with a little full-court man pressure here. Donovan West will go 1-4 pressure relief.
Foster gets it to half-court. Bell Smith across the 10-second line. Mustangs can set up offense now as Foster gets it back. Threes by Courtney Johnson and Brenna Eady, as well as a three-point play, the old-fashioned style by Bell Smith. Those were all huge plays in that third quarter for D-West. Here's a drive, lean in, shot missed by Smith, tipped out but into the hands of Colgan.
The drive by Smith, not able, made a trip around the rim, didn't fall.
O'Brien has it down by 2 to the far corner to Sweezy.
Boy, that backside's wide open.
Get past Imhoff, cut off there as Courtney Johnson recovers. Janessa Davis lobs it in. Trying to get a shot off. Sweezy, tough look, no. Johnson had it, knocked free. Colgan picks it up. Janessa Davis drives, got the bucket, plus 1. We're tied in a free throw for Janessa Davis.
And that time, Colgan just out-hustled Donovan West for the rebound there.
A couple times I feel like just some fortuitous bounces off some of those boards that Colgan's been in the right spot and been able to go back up and score.
And I think Colgan trying to keep Davis on the bench as long as they can is that they can keep it close here, and the free throw is good. Now they take the 1-point lead.
5 points for Janessa Davis. Colgan 46. Donovan West 45.
Donovan West need to show some poise here.
6-0 run for Colgan with their star on the bench. Foster in some trouble, gets it inside to Smith, kicks out Katie Johnson, long 2. Perfect on the baseline.
Big shot by the senior.
Another lead change. Mustangs up by 1.
Wonder if Donovan West would go back to man with Davis now being out, but she's at the bench and getting ready to check in the next dead ball.
Imhoff shoots a 3, and she missed badly. Long rebound out to Eady. Brennan wants to push it into the half court. Part of that state title team for the Mustangs 2 years ago.
Smart decision here now. Get them running. Attack the basket when the opportunity comes on a ball reversal. They're so extended.
Eady drives. Big collision over to Courtney. Caught it a little awkward. Shot it missed. Rebound by Mariah Harris. Has been quiet as well here as of late. D-West still up by 1. This time Imhoff won't shoot it on the left wing with 4.5 to play. Eady nearly got the steal against O'Brien. Another deflection, but these teams both look dog-tired right now.
They really do. Pace of play is really favoring the Mustangs if they can just get a rebound here. Got a foul on Colgan. Imhoff there on the rebound.
That's foul number 2 on Colgan here in the fourth quarter. Caroline Imhoff gets the personal, and Ja'Kayla Davis will check back in. We'll see how strong the ankle is. 4:21 to go.
The longer I would think they want her playing, she goes to the bench and sits. That thing tightens up.
Only has 3 fouls, I believe, as well. Edie told her team after last night's win against Chase County, we're not done yet. Mustangs trying to grit one out in the semis here tonight. Foster attacks. Tough off balance shot. Too strong off the glass. Rebounded by Sweezy. Bogan has it. Davis lobs it ahead. Under four to go here in the fourth.
Oh, there's off the hand. Turnover.
Coming to the basketball to Kayla Davis. Had it hit her. Go out of bounds. That's turnover number nine. Four turnovers on Colgan here in the fourth quarter.
He has no movement in that ankle. She is really limited in what she can do.
U.S. 47. Pick Colgan 46. Edie throws it over to Johnson and Courtney. He was tippy-toeing right on the sideline in front of Coach Smith and the Mustang bench as D-West gives it back. That's their ninth turnover as well.
Again, an unforced turnover there that time. Again, we're hurrying when we don't need to be, but again, we talked about that fine line. Donna Felice staying in the triangle in two.
Lob pass to Sweezy. Hasn't made a field goal in this game. Janessa Davis now in the far corner to Jakelu, who's defended by Bell Smith. Jakelu got a screen. Pulls up long two. Missed a short. Good rebound by Katie Johnson. Here comes Brenda Edie. Ahead to Smith, who caught it. Looked just back in time. And now Edie slows it up. We're 5-on-5. Then Edie attacks.
Yep.
She's fouled. Foul number three on Colgan. This one on the floor.
Good drive that time. Anytime our guards are seeing Harris in the middle, she's just not quick enough laterally to get Donna from West stopped on penetration.
Third personal foul on 5'10 senior Mariah Harris. Mustang's still up one. Underneath the basket, nearly turned it over. Bell Smith goes to the rescue, and it's poked out of bounds by Janessa Davis. Mustangs will trigger it in here in front of us.
The next 3 minutes are going to be critical for Donna from West guards, whether or not they want to play for a title. If they take care of the basketball, they're switching all the screens. They're man-to-man. They've got to take care of the ball.
Who's got fuel left in the tank here to finish in the final 3 minutes? Pass to Courtney Johnson. Goes up strong. Basketball is spun out of there. Was halfway down. Rudely comped back up.
Good drive, though, by Katie that time.
Mustangs still lead by one. Down to 2:50 to go. Janessa Davis. And without Jakela instigating the offense and driving, Colgan looks kind of lost on offense. Now they go down low to Harris. She's double-teamed, kicks it back out. Long two by Sweezy in the corner, no good. And Edie chases down the rebound, but then it's ripped away. And we got a jump ball, possession arrow to Colgan. Good hustle play there by O'Brien to quickly go tie up Edie after she had secured the board.
I wonder here as they get down to late in the game where the coach is going to want to go back to man-to-man just because of the rebounding aspect. Now, the triangle in two, you got a lot of people, and Colgan's really crashing the boards with the players that haven't been scoring.
Kayla Davis still hasn't scored this entire second half.
Ball screen coming up top from Harris, a double ball screen.
Goes the opposite way, nearly lost the handle, flips it out. A three by O'Brien is no good long, but Harris backside board. Harris goes up. That's good. Mariah Harris with 14 second chance points for Colgan. Timeout called as the Panthers are up by one. It's St. Mary's Colgan 48, Donovan West 47, and both teams needing to catch their wind. We'll take a timeout as well. Flagel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, presenting this 30-second break in the action on our Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Pitt State's semifinal has been within 5 points since the opening tip, and we're down to 2:16 to go. Colgan, the number two seed, which is two losses, leading 48-47 against Donovan West. Mustangs have the ball out of a timeout. Smith, Edie, Courtney Johnson, Katie Johnson, and Foster, the starting five.
Still in the zone. Colgan, a back screen for nice look right there.
Smith lost the handle.
Didn't see the other younger Davis. Or the twin come from behind in a strip steal.
Turnover on Donovan West. Now they need to stop. Jakela Davis with the bum ankle over
Colgan's
to Janessa.
Pulling it out.
Yep, they'll blow it up here. Not force anything, and D-West is going to go match up and find him and go man-to-man.
They're going to look for Davis and Harris to handle the ball here. Sadie's got to come out and put pressure on it. We can't afford.
Only one foul on D-West, so they still
exactly.
have three free fouls to give.
Well, that's a tip ball. That's off of that.
That was off of, or did we call timeout? Nope, they say touched by D-West before it went out of bounds, and now a Mustang timeout. So Colgan's going to keep the ball. Colgan has three fouls. D-West only has one foul, and we're down to 90 seconds to go. And we talked about this last night, the Colgan boys teams under Wayne Cheon, and how they used to stall and pull it out.
Yep.
And you know that's what Colgan is going to be thinking here. Don't force anything. Try to spread it out. Make them come get you. Wait for either a layup or a foul, about all you want, probably.
Well, and the ball's going to stay in three people's hands. Laura O'Brien, a senior, Mariah Harris, the post, and Ja'Kayla Davis will be the three that will hand it on a dribble weave. On their inbounds play, they're going to try and double screen and run her through like a picket fence opportunity there on the wing. So Donovan West, if they could, if they wanted to be kind of gambling here, they kind of look to switch that when Davis starts coming out to the back court. We'll see how they play it. But they have to be man here, and they got to be smart.
Davis hasn't really been looking to attack and score much since that ankle. He's on the court with Janessa Davis.
And they're pulling Harris out trying to handle the ball. Katie's going to have to come and play it.
Katie Johnson defending near the timeline. Now Janessa Davis gets it and hands to Ja'Kayla Davis. A Mustang foul or two isn't the end of the world here. You go for a chance at a steal. There's a tip by Edie. Now touched by Colgan. Both players on the deck.
That's
the ball covered up.
Off.
And the Mustangs have the possession arrow and the basketball with 73 seconds to go.
All right, here you've got time, 1:13, and they're going to get extended a little bit more on the zone.
10th turnover on Colgan. Edie passes it ahead to Smith.
Right here, Foster's got to make herself available. She's got a lot more quickness against the taller Harris.
Foster at the high post. Colgan extending the defense out a little bit. Under a minute we go in this game. Edie up top. D-West led by five earlier in this fourth quarter. Now down one with 50 seconds to go. Courtney Johnson wants to attack. One-hand bounce pass into Foster. Whirls around the defender. Goes up and got fouled. And Foster will go to the line to shoot two.
That's Harris's fourth, I believe. Big free throws for the sophomore right here.
Andy Foster's been to the line six times already. She's made three of six. She made three of four last night in the win over Chase County.
Very important to remember, Donovan West only has one foul.
Yep. First free throw misses. Foster looking to get this one to tie the game with 44 seconds to go.
If Donovan West hits the free throw, Coach Smith's going to call a timeout here.
They have two timeouts left. Colgan only has one. The free throw's good. 14 points. And you are correct. Perry Smith calls a timeout. 48-48. And, you know, Colgan would love to hold for the last shot, but D-West last time able to force a turnover, ties possession in the takeaway, and we'll take a timeout here as this is a full break in Bramlage. The finish coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
With Studio Ray Pinning, our engineer, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson with you in Manhattan. It's been a good state tournament for Mound Ridge. Both their girls and boys are in the state title games tomorrow. Mound Ridge boys will play Sterling. Mound Ridge girls playing the winner of this game. Colgan's got the basketball. We're tied at 48. They get it in against full court pressure. Harris into the half court. Their 5'10 senior post with four fouls. Now back to Janessa Davis. He hands to Ja'Kayla Davis. D-West with only one foul, so plenty to give. Courtney Johnson reaches in for the steal. Ja'Kayla Davis keeps dribbling. We're down to 30 seconds to go.
Playing for one shot. It's going to be Davis and Harris on the weak side ball screen.
Johnson went for the steal again. Now Davis drives, cut off, good help defense by Katie Johnson, and then a foul, which is okay.
That's fine.
20 seconds to go. It's just foul number two on Donovan West.
Critical here is make them hit a tough shot, and the other thing is you've got to block out underneath and not give up something cheap here.
Underneath their own basket, the inbound will come here from O'Brien, one of the five seniors for Pittsburgh Colgan. Lob it into Harris, way back up top, and now Ja'Kayla Davis comes and gets it. She's not scored in the second half, averaging 27 a game, had 14 in the first two quarters. Out to Janessa Davis, clock down to 10, game tied at 48. Mustangs man
to
man. Here's Ja'Kayla Harris, shot blocked by Katie Johnson. 4 seconds left. Janessa Davis, left side. Here's O'Brien, shot up. It's short, and we're going to overtime.
Great defense.
Defend for 44 seconds to put this game in OT.
Great defense that time. They got caught a couple times on the ball screen, but Johnson and Johnson did a good job of switching it up that time. And then they did a nice job of making Colgan actually take a tough shot.
Well, I mentioned 32 minutes might not be enough.
You are exactly right.
That is the case. We're going to overtime. Pittsburgh Colgan and Donovan West, 48 apiece with 4 more minutes of bonus free basketball in Bramlage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all 6 rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Who doesn't love a little overtime? Bonus basketball, 48-all. Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here in Manhattan. Bell Smith drives as D-West won the OT set.
Oh, nice rebound.
And a stick back by Katie Johnson to give D-West the first lead in overtime.
They've been employing her all year to be aggressive, and what a time for the senior to step up with a big rebound.
Katie Johnson has 9 points. Here's a three. That's missed by O'Brien.
Oh, no.
Loose ball rebound picked up by Foster.
Good block at that time. Important to remember, Harris for the Panthers has 4 fouls. That's their primary post there.
And Davis, their star, has a bum ankle and hasn't scored since injuring that ankle.
Exactly.
Here in the second half, there's a reach-around foul on Janessa Davis.
Their 5th foul. Donovan West will be shooting free throws here for the remaining of the overtime.
Andy Foster made 1 of 2 free throws with 44 seconds left to tie the game at 48. And Donovan West had to defend for 45 seconds. Hogan didn't get a very good look at the end of regulation. Katie Johnson has now scored 3 straight points. One of the D-West seniors puts in the first free throw, and she's now the 4th Mustang with at least 10 points here today.
Big free throws by the senior there. Chance to get it to a 2-possession game, and does so.
3 for 4 is Johnson tonight at the line. She scored 11. D-West leads by 4. It's 52-48, 3:10 to go, with a championship game riding in the balance.
Donovan West back to the triangle and two this time.
Ja'Kayla Davis lobs it to Janessa, left wing. Who's going to look to score for D-West? O'Brien fakes. She pulls up at the right elbow off the dribble and hit it. Lauren O'Brien, just her 3rd field goal, cuts the deficit in half.
That time ran a little elevator screen for her up top. Johnson did a nice job at denying her the 3. The dribble penetration got him.
Foster penetrates. She left it a little short.
Yep.
Rebounded by Mariah Harris.
Nice drive. She's got to know Harris has foul trouble. Take it up strong.
Both teams dog tired.
Oh, Harris
half
wide
to go.
Open.
Harris, the defender knocked down. She missed a bunny. Got her on miss and scored. It was Foster defending who hit the deck. Gave Harris an easy stick back. Tied at 52. Edie drives. Bit out of control.
That was off of Pittsburgh Colgan.
Nope, not.
No, that was off of Pittsburgh Colgan. That was touched.
Coach Perry Smith thought maybe there was a body foul as well, as he's super upset with the official that ran to the other end of the court. So we stay tied at 52 all. D West had a 4-point lead, but that's vanished, and now Colgan brings it from right to left.
Got to lock in defensively. Might be a good time to go back to the man. We struggled a little bit on that triangle and two. We don't want to give up an offensive rebound right here.
Still only two fouls on Donovan West here, and a timeout will be called by Colgan. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away. 2 minutes to go. We're in overtime, and Donovan West and St. Mary's Pitt Colgan are still knotted at 52 apiece. It's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. Road to glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Couple scoring updates from the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Axtell boys will play for a state title tomorrow. They win 57-51 over Dighton. It'll be Axtell and Cunningham tomorrow in the championship. Silver Lake boys fall to Goodland in 3A, 66-60 the final. And the Benedictine women won as well, 80-41 in the NAIA National Tournament. DC women will play again tomorrow.
Great job on that time by Donovan West on the inbounds, denying Davis the ball.
Under 2 minutes to go, tied at 52. We're in overtime here in Bramlage. Shaquille Davis drives, somehow got a wide open layup and missed it. There was nobody within 3 feet.
There was nobody. Donovan West got lucky there. That time the ball screen, there was an over rotation. Nobody there on the backside to help. The ankle had an effect on that one.
Still tied up. Edie over to Smith. D West has four girls in double digits. Great balance team chemistry all year. Here's Foster facing Harris, who has four fouls. Out to Bell Smith. D West has not trailed in overtime. Had a 4-point lead thanks to Katie Johnson, but that's vanished. Here's a drive. Courtney Johnson. And a missed shot short. Colgan heading the other way.
Good job that time by Harris getting her hands up, and Davis kind of taking control of the game.
She pulls up and hits a jumper right side of the paint. First time in the second half, Ja'Kayla Davis has scored. She's got 16.
And the guards are looking for contact inside.
Here's Katie Johnson struggling.
Got her.
Getting fouled.
Nope, they're going to call it on 25.
Not number four on Harris. It's on Kyla Osborne, and I think that's her fourth foul as well. Two shots for Katie Johnson, who scored all the points so far for D West here in overtime. First free throw, good. Not tough to be out there in this kind of situation and make free throws, huh?
Exactly. People used to ask me, don't you get nervous as a coach? Man, you live for these moments when you're in a game in the semifinals of the state, the chance to play for a state title, giving your best effort. Kids are really stepping up.
Katie Johnson is 4-for-4 at the line in overtime. She just hit them both. She's got 12 and all six Mustang points here in the extra session. A timeout. We'll keep it here. 30-second timeout. Coach Farabi of Colgan is clear out on the purple Wildcat at half court. But the question there for Coach Galley, as I would not be shocked if Colgan again tries to hold for one shot here with 58 seconds left. The game is tied at 54.
And again, Davis has hit the last couple baskets and looked to attack. There's only two people even looking to score. The only problem with that is overhelping and giving something up on the backside. Donovan West has got to be fundamentally sound here with under a minute to go in the ball game. If they're going to score, they score out doing something they haven't done, and Colgan is playing it totally on the right-hand side of the court. Nothing's on the left side.
U.S. also still has two fouls to give. They only have two fouls here since the start of the fourth quarter.
So kind of something to be remembered here. If they can play some good defense here and get something again, keep Davis moving her to the left, especially with her left ankle. She's not wanting to come this way with the push-off. Make her hit something going left, not into her dominant hand.
The possession arrow belongs to Colgan. The basketball belongs to Colgan. And they'll have to face some full-court pressure to go the length of the court here with it tied at 54.
Donovan West going back to the triangle and two. Really going to try and deny the ball handler, Davis.
58 seconds to go. Clock starts as the lob is into Harris.
And it's got to really get out on top of her and not let her catch.
Ja'Kayla Davis. just attacked and hit a little jumper right side of the lane on the previous Colgan possession. Now with 42 seconds left.
Stalling for one shot. Again, this is where they're going to have to look to come out and help because she will come over the top.
Harris is out top setting screens to help allow Ja'Kayla Davis to keep dribbling. Now Janessa Davis attacks baseline. Blocked by Johnson. They get the rebound. Colgan has it. Up top to Ja'Kayla Davis. U.S. couldn't get the board there after a block. 22 seconds to go in OT. Tied at 52. Ja'Kayla Davis.
It's all going to be on her. It's all going to be Davis here. Isolation.
U.S. trying to help. 12 seconds to go. Just like the end of regulation. Colgan having a chance to win it. Davis gets a screen from Harris. Back to Harris on the pick and roll. Harris shoots baseline. In and out. 2 seconds left. The ball's out of bounds. 1/10 of a second. I think we're heading to double OT.
Why not? Extra basketball. As much as they're charging for tickets, we deserve it.
45 seconds they defended at the end of regulation, and now they defend 58 seconds at the end of overtime. Coach, I didn't bring enough colors of pens. All the marbles tomorrow and double OT coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're looking for convenience and cost savings, swing by and fuel up with diesel from Cornive Fuels on Coronado Road in Highland. Cornive Fuels offer 24/7 pumps with only premium diesel versus number two that you might find at other stations. Protect your trucks and equipment and enjoy competitive prices with easy access. Cornive Fuels is open 365 days a year whenever you need premium diesel fuel for on or off road. And Cornive Fuel cards with price discounts are available upon request. Call 785-592-0475. Pay at the pump diesel at Cornive Fuels, North Edge of Highland.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Double overtime, our third tip here in this contest. Welcome back to Manhattan. 54-54, Pitt Colgan and Donovan West. Mustangs get the ball to begin second overtime. Andy Foster working against Harris, who has two fouls. Missed a chance to win it there at the end of OT. We'll reset the Sabetha Auto Parts Napa lineup here in a moment. Foster again trying to drive on Harris. Good help defense. Davis got her hands on it. It's a jump ball, and it'll go to Colgan. Courtney Johnson, Katie Johnson, Brenna Eady. Also, Foster and Bell Smith. It's been the starting five for Coach Perry Smith here down the stretch.
And he's telling Foster right there, even though you're in the high post, you got to be careful of their guards on the back side coming to help over. Staying in the triangle, too, is Donovan West.
Mustangs have not really had a chance to win it. They had to play defense for a long, extended time at the end of regulation and OT. Harris been playing with four fouls for forever. The West still only has two fouls, so they still have two to give. Two fouls since the start of the second quarter. We're getting a whole nother quarter. Eight more minutes of basketball. We'll head towards the 40 mark here. Still tied at 54. Janessa Davis. Passes to Harris. Now hands off to Ja'Kayla Davis. Janessa, right baseline. Up top, now they skip it over to Harris. Good help defense by the Mustang. Kick out three. Janessa Davis hit it. Big three, Janessa's first triple of the night. Only the second three-pointer made by Colgan in this game. 57-54. Foster over to Courtney Johnson. Now the Mustang, second possession of the second overtime.
Got a steal on the backside with Katie there, and they're not seeing her.
He's getting a touch for Foster at the high post. Now a Courtney Johnson three. This one won't go. Hit by Bell Smith, but she's over the back. And that'll be foul number three on the Mustang. So they need defense here. And you know Colgan going to take air out of the basketball. Couple timeouts for each coach here in second overtime.
Shot was in and out again. Good look by the Mustangs. A little full court diamond pressure now.
Colgan handled it well, but deal. Foster steals it away. Big turnover there on Colgan, their 11th. Foster in trouble without her dribble. Finds Katie Johnson, and now over to Edie. D-West down by three. Almost 2 minutes to go here in the second overtime. Katie Johnson turns, kicks out. Edie, triple, off the back lip. Katie Johnson rebounds, dribbles, shoots, scores! Katie Johnson dominating in the two overtime sessions, and a timeout by Coach Perry Smith.
Wow, this team's showing a lot of heart there. Down three. Good call by Coach to go to the diamond press right there, and Colgan got sloppy with it, put air underneath it. Fatigue really starting to play an issue with both teams. Just like with Davis, the other twin that time, Ja'Kayla's sister,
Janessa
that time, hit a three and hasn't really even looked to score. So that's unfortunate. But at the same time, you're only down one. The other problem is you still got three fouls. You got two fouls to give. You're in the bonus. So that's good for you if you can continue to attack. And really, you got to give Colgan some credit because instead of them, like they were early on, giving angles, they're really getting flat to the basketball and keeping them in front of them. But Johnson's picking a nice job. Katie's done a nice job here in the overtime to kind of get Mustangs on her back and playing some big minutes.
Katie Johnson and Andy Foster both with 14 points. U.S. has two girls with 10 points each, Brenna Eady and Belle Smith. Courtney Johnson has chipped in with seven, and those are the five girls that have scored. They're five starters here tonight. 57-56, Colgan leads by one, just under 2 minutes to go, as D-West sets up full court pressure. Again, they've committed just three fouls since the start of the fourth quarter. We're in double overtime. Both teams got six in that first extra session. All six for Donovan West came from Katie Johnson, who just made a big basket before that timeout. Mustangs pressuring. They forced a turnover a moment ago. Got a touch there. Now Ja'Kayla Davis across half court to Harris.
Nearly walked with it.
Ahead to Sweezy. Back to Harris. Good find and a foul.
It's foul.
Harris to the line. A nice little give and go there. Back to Harris down the lane. She'll shoot her first two free throws tonight.
Don't want to give up the layup, although she is a good free throw shooter here against Valley Heights. Hit some big free throws for him.
16 points for Mariah Harris, twice her season average, and she hits free throw number one.
And in all the games we scouted, she has not shown the propensity to score like she has here in the league tournament, in the state tournament.
Had 12 last night, 17 now, looking for 18. Second free throw good. 3 points again for Pitt Colgan. The timeout called for Coach Abby Farabi and the Panthers. What a way to end semifinal Friday here at the 2A state tournament in Manhattan. It's a full timeout. We'll step away and be back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
U.S. basketball, they're down three, 59-56 here in double overtime, 1:42 to go. Dustin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you courtside at Bramlage, and nobody falling asleep on us tonight.
Not tonight. Let's see if Donovan West comes out with a back screen to Edie, and they do.
Same starting five. Edie bounces it into Katie Johnson. Double team.
Fine.
Down the basket plus one. Belle Smith coming down the lane. Katie Johnson hits her in stride, and the foul came as Belle's got a chance for the 3-point play.
Nice call by Coach Smith that time. They let him set a little flare screen on the backside where Edie comes away. The guard comes and screens for her, and then they got Johnson who found a cutting Belle Smith to the basket.
Free throw for Smith is good, and we're tied at 59-all. 13 points for Belle Smith.
All of the Colgan players come out of the timeout, that last one, and they're talking about don't foul, and what do? They foul.
Ja'Kayla Davis, well, will they hold for the final minute, 25?
Was Wayne Cheon their coach on the boys' side? I'm going to say yes. This is what they like to do.
Colgan had it the last 44 seconds of regulation. The last 58 seconds of overtime. And now Colgan may be trying to hold it for the final 1 minute and 25 seconds of double OT.
Anybody scores it, it's either Harris or Davis. Anybody else, you're looking to let him score. You're not going to let those two beat you.
Tied again here at 59-all. Now under 50 seconds remaining. Ja'Kayla Davis just getting enough separation.
That's almost a moving screen that time. Bell's got to be smart there. She can't go pushing with her hands.
Four fouls on D. West. So if they do foul, it's going to be two free throws for Colgan.
Don't let it have her back, Courtney.
35 seconds left to go. There's a ball tip and a foul on Bell Smith. Looked like the ball had been knocked free, but a foul on the Mustang. They're fifth. And Colgan going to get two free throws here with 30 seconds to go.
Is that her fifth foul?
Bell Smith?
Yes.
I think it's her fourth.
Good.
Nobody really in foul trouble for D. West. I think Smith, the first player with four. This is Janessa Davis. She's one for one tonight at the line. Hit a big three here in overtime, but misses the first free throw. Has one more coming.
Big block out here for Donovan West. Katie Johnson's got to keep Harris off the glass, as well as Andy Foster. I'm off his deceptively quick inside.
Janessa Davis, only 3 points a game. She has eight tonight, now nine as she hits the second free throw. D. West ball down one. Both teams have a timeout left, and Colgan is going to use theirs here. With 30 seconds to go, Colgan takes the timeout, but it's D. West that will have it here at the end of double OT. But down by one, the Mustangs can't hold for a final shot. They probably need to be putting it up with, what, 5-6 seconds left to go? Have a chance at a rebound and a stick back.
You'd like to get it up with about 10, like you said, a chance for a rebound or if something doesn't go your way for a quick foul. Look for them to do the same thing with the foul, or they sometimes will run a scissor cut on the backside. But if anything, I think they're probably going to go where they just did on the back screen, get Johnson Field on this side, and try and get something quick if you can. The other thing is, if it breaks down and you don't have anything, you want to go to the basket and try and get somebody to elevate. But the biggest thing is, get the shot you want. And then if Donovan West does have one timeout left, correct?
Yep.
And they have none. So that's important to know.
Neither team has led by more than 5 points in the opening tip.
Everything you want in a state semifinal game here. Congratulations to Coach Jason Tynan and his Axel Eagles. Dairy Queen ice cream cakes for everybody out there at Axel for Coach Tynan.
Hopefully the Eagles can get the title. They've got four in a row in football, a couple in track. They'll defend it. And getting that elusive state basketball title is Axel this year. They'll have a chance tomorrow in Colby. Mustangs have the ball here, and as mentioned, have that timeout left. Both teams in the bonus. Courtney Johnson will come into the half court. Gets it to Brennan Eady, one of the three D. West seniors.
Telling them to go.
20 seconds left. D. West down by one. First time they've had it at the end of the game, potentially. Smith trying to wrap it around into Katie Johnson, and a rebound foul from behind. And so Katie Johnson going to get two free throws. With 10 seconds on the clock, she is 5 of 6 at the line, 4 for 4 in the second overtime a bit ago. I think that's foul number 5 for Osborne.
Yep, I'm off.
Squeezy,
I'm sorry.
So Katie Johnson, 2 free throws. Has 14 points in this game. And now 15. Katie had 2 points at halftime. And she has stepped up big time since intermission. She tied the score at 60. Now trying to give D. West the lead. She shoots, and it calls in over the front of the rim. D. West timeout. D. West 61-60. Exhausted. Katie Johnson gets just enough on the free throw. It hit the front iron, crawled up and in, and the Mustangs have a lead for the first time since early in overtime number one.
Still a lot of game left. Important thing to remember here. We're switching all ball screens. He's probably going to go straight man. Davis is going to be the one. You got to stay in front of her. And the other thing is you got to squeeze because she's going to put something on. The biggest thing is if I was Coach Smith here, I would double team her and make somebody else bring the ball up and then switch back. Keep the ball out of her hands on the inbound. So that way at least delays him enough to give him less time to get down the court. You don't want to just get her a free run going to the basket because she just, Coach Farabi's talking to her right now. It's a ball screen between Harris and Davis right now. That's the ones they're looking for.
What a ball game. Double overtime and a chance to play for the state title tomorrow on the line. These teams both playing 3 games in 3 days. Possession arrow to Donovan West, but Colgan has the basketball down one, 61-60.
And Courtney's got to remember here, I'd keep her in front. You don't want him to throw over the top on you right there.
They throw it in off her head. Colgan's got it back. Here's Janessa Davis across half court with 6 seconds left. Davis, a little stop and go. She attacks. The ball's out of bounds. Edie's got it. 2 seconds left. Foul on Colgan. The Mustangs might win it. 61-60. And Donovan West going to get 2 free throws with 1 second remaining. It was Janessa Davis that went coast to coast, missed the baseline layup. And the Mustangs are 1 second away for playing for their second state championship in school history.
Well, the thing of it was, when they were throwing the ball in, Johnson was doing such a good job of denying in and out. That's all right.
It's better if she missed the second one here.
That's what he just told her.
He told her to miss it on purpose.
How much you want to bet it goes in?
1 second left. U.S. leads by one. Free throw missed on purpose.
Didn't hit the basket.
Oh, it hit the backboard, but not the rim.
Didn't hit the rim.
Well, the problem is now, just like a made free throw, they can chuck it in close to half court and get maybe a better look than just getting a rebound.
I got to have somebody on the ball.
One second left. D-West by one. Inbound, and Jakayla will not get off a shot, and that is it. D-West has won in double overtime. The Mustangs have booked themselves to a state championship game appearance for the second time in the last 3 years. They survived by playing defense for 44 seconds at the end of regulation and 58 seconds at the end of overtime. And D-West, in double overtime, has defeated the second seed Colgan Panthers 61-60.
Wow. Everything you dream about as a kid, coming to a state tournament and having the chance to win baskets. How big was Katie Johnson? Not just because she was my daughter, but I've been on her backside all year long about being aggressive. And what a time for her to be aggressive in the first and second overtime for the Mustangs and hit some big shots and hit some big free throws. She says she doesn't like basketball, but I think she liked it tonight.
Katie Johnson finishes with 15 and went 2 for 2 at the line to win this ball game, as those were the final points with D-West down a point, 10 seconds to go. Katie Johnson gets fouled. She hits them both. The first one tied it. The second one crawled over the rim and gave D-West the lead. And Colgan missed a shot at the end of the second overtime period. D-West misses 2 free throws at the end, but it doesn't matter, as the Mustangs win it and will face Mound Ridge tomorrow night at 6:15 here in the Little Apple for all the 2A girls state marbles. We've got postgame coming up, probably a player and coach interview, and plenty of stats and more to follow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Need trusted legal advice? Parker Law Office in Highland is here for you. From family law to business matters, they provide experienced and compassionate representation. Protect your right and your future. Call Parker Law in Highland for a consultation. Parker Law is proud to support local schools.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAginc.com.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We're back. It took double overtime, but we've reached the finish, and the Doniphan West girls are headed to the state championship here at 2A in Manhattan. They win it 61-60 over Pittsburgh Colgan, and head coach Perry Smith now joins us. Coach, congratulations. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to put that one into words, but tell me a little about what you're feeling right now, buddy.
Well, I'm proud of it, that group. Man.
Well,
I know.
And what I was going to ask you about is defense. Talk about defense, because they had the ball with the game tied for the last 44 seconds of regulation, and they had the ball in overtime and held it for the last 58 seconds of the first overtime. Just talk about your defense down the stretch there in those final two quarters.
Well, we dug down. We knew when they get a lead late, they stall. They don't shoot it. They want to shoot free throws. And we did a good job of containing them, keeping them out front, and made it tough on them. And I'll give – you know, our kids just played with so much guts and grit tonight. I was so proud of them. You know, we were – just like you said, our backs were against the wall several times, but we just kept going out making plays and kept fighting. So I was proud of them.
No doubt. Well, the defense, I think, was so huge. But, you know, Katie Johnson was 6-for-6 in the two overtime periods from the free throw line. And, you know, free throws and the little things sometimes make all the difference in the end. You know, they only made one of two free throws. We make two of two in double overtime. And, obviously, free throws were a big factor down the stretch.
Definitely were. And Justin, you know, you've got our stats. We're not the greatest free throw shooting team as a team. But Katie stepped up there in 6-for-6 and, you know, and made – another thing was – made a great play when we went short corner. Bell dove to the rim.
Yeah.
Made a heck of a pass. Bell got a bucket and one. That was huge because we were down three. And they put so much pressure on you when they have the ball up one or two because they're just not going to shoot. And they handle it so well, you can't take it from them. So, again, we just made some plays late. And I was just so proud of our guts and our grit that we played with all night. That's Doniphan West basketball. That is what we've built this program on, and I was so proud of them.
Well, neither team ever led by more than 5 points in this game. I mean, I feel like just an instant classic that will be relived and talked about for years to come. And darn it, Coach, you only get to celebrate it for a short time because we got to come back and try to win a championship tomorrow.
You're darn right, and that's one thing that we'll talk about in there. Great win, but we got to come back tomorrow. We'll prepare tonight. And we'll get ourselves ready to go tomorrow.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank
Congratulations.
You guys want to talk to Katie a second?
Yep, we will, real quick, before the team can celebrate in the locker room. But Katie Johnson, one of the Doniphan West seniors, joins us. And Katie, down one, you go to the free throw line with 10 seconds left. What's going through your mind at that point in double OT?
Well, I try not to look at the scoreboard a lot, so I tried to really slow down and just breathe
and focus on shooting it nice and easy and over the rim. We do free throws every day after practice, so I just tried to put that into play.
Katie goes 6-for-6 in the two overtime possessions from the free throw line as D-West wins it by one in double OT. Talk about the mental and physical grind that this game was from start to finish.
Oh, it was crazy. But, I mean, we play in tough games like this all the time, but definitely just adrenaline took over, and you could see it in all of us. We all just played as a team, played as hard as we could. We knew that a state title was on the line, or to play for a state title was on the line. It was just crazy, and we all, adrenaline definitely kicked in.
I want to ask you one more question about defense, because it can't be a great feeling when the game's tied and you know that Colgan's holding for the final shot. You had to defend for 44 seconds at the end of regulation. You had to defend for 58 seconds at the end of overtime to get it to second OT. Tell me about defending and being in that situation, you know, in a tie game with it on the line.
Well, we always talk about defense wins games. We always say our defense turns into our offense. We always want to have lockdown defense, and that's just what we tried tonight. We knew we needed to get the ball out of 23's hands, so I thought we did a fairly decent job at that in overtime, and I just thought we defended pretty well.
You held number 23 to just 2 points in the second half, including both overtime sessions, so that was done very well. Coach, you got one question for Katie Johnson?
Well, I think she's probably heard enough out of me at home that she really doesn't want to hear anything. But, you know, what I was pleased of is, and Coach said that, the grit of them. You know, I think I said that when we got down five. I said if anybody thought Donovan West, this game was over, they thought wrong. And then what I was pleased about is, hey, I've been on Katie all year at home about how aggressive she was. And the other thing was the guards did a nice job of finding her. She posted a couple times. And we just, again, we struggled with the zone. Coach knows that. We struggled against the zone. But, you know, again, Foster played well at the high post in the first half. Mm-hmm. Katie did a nice job here. And Courtney hit a three there to get us back into, again, a total team effort, you know. Chase County said it the other night. We didn't win when coming off the bus. We don't look like a team. It's very eye-appealing. But, man, we're so doggone gritty. As a coach, I know Coach Smith, and as a father and a former coach, you couldn't be more proud of the kids and the way they represented Donovan West.
Well, Katie, are you going to be able to sleep tonight? You're playing for a state title tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be hard to sleep, most definitely.
Well, hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Go enjoy it with your team.
Thank you so much.
Katie Johnson again finishes with 15 points. One of the D-West seniors joining us here courtside at Bramlage, along with head coach Perry Smith, who will try for a second state title in the last 3 years. They won it all in Dodge City, 1A Division II. 21-5 that year. D-West now 19-5, and it's a Mound Ridge team that is 23-2 that they'll play at 6:15 tomorrow night here for all the marbles. By the way, quick little sneak peek at Mound Ridge. They're a good basketball team, but they have 0 seniors. They have 4 freshmen and 4 sophomores. 8 of their 12 are underclassmen. So it's a Mound Ridge team that, you know, who knows what the moment will be, and D-West certainly isn't loaded with seniors either, but they have girls like Katie Johnson, we talked to, and Brenna Eady that have been there when they won it 2 years ago, and can't wait for the D-West Mound Ridge Championship tomorrow, but this is a game that most folks will never forget.
Well, the thing that's also good, your sophomores are growing up right in front of you. You know, you have big games right here, and sometimes you come into these games and people kind of folded, you know. Colgan's traditionally been able to wear you down a little bit, and Davis, obviously, with the ankle, that was enough to, you know, slow her down penetration-wise, a good switch up between the zone and the triangle and two to the man. You know, you're going to play Mound Ridge, a lot of basketball tradition, and, you know, there's a lot of tradition in us with, you know, Midway Denton and Highland have playing for state titles and been to the state tournament, and now with Coach Smith here and the girls have had a chance, should be a heck of a game. Mound Ridge has got a really good point guard. Going to see another good one in the Unroud girl who can really motor and get inside, take it inside and out. Their guards really attack off the dribble, not afraid to put the ball up, and probably are going to want to run with us. It'll be interesting to see. We talked about guts in the third-place game. Will Donovan West have enough in the tank? Man, if you got, if I was coaching him, I'd be telling him right now, you got the rest of the school year to be tired.
Bring break next week.
You betcha.
All week.
You betcha. You got plenty of time to be resting. And anybody says kids are tired, they're 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids. They don't get tired like you and I do.
We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up all the final stats. They actually have the official game stats posted.
Moly.
So, they got that done. They wanted to get out of here. Last game of the night.
Yeah.
Again, D-West.
Isn't that funny how those pop up?
The U.S. wins it 61-60 over Colgan in double overtime. The U.S. girls to the state title game in 2A tomorrow. We'll take one more timeout here and be back with all the final stats and wrap it up for you from Bramlage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
When you need a tow, Davies Record Service of Troy is ready and on call. Serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Record Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them. The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hyatt. Wantha.
Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wanthina. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox, with many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle-up savings with discounted prices, plus you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, Gun and Security Safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Donovan West girls advance to the 2A state title with a double overtime victory, 61-60 over the Colgan Panthers here tonight. Welcome back one final time. Justin Fluk, Dave Johnson with you. Our studio producer tonight, Ray Penning. A lot we could talk about. D-West led 13-12 at the end of one quarter. Pitt Colgan led 25-24 at halftime. Another one-point game at the end of the third quarter. D-West was ahead 41-40, and then we were tied at 48 at the end of regulation, tied at 54 at the end of overtime. Donovan West wins it. Katie Johnson 6-for-6 in the overtime period. She scores 8 of her 15 points in those two overtime sessions. But again, Donovan West is phenomenally balanced. Katie Johnson had 19 points total in this game, 14 points for Andy Foster with 10 rebounds, so the second straight double-double night for Andy Foster, 13 points for Belle Smith, 10 points for Brenna Eady. Courtney Johnson had 5, as no points off the bench. In fact, only 6 minutes played by non-starters in this game for Donovan West. Eady never came off the court. Every other girl at 39 or 38 minutes. They'll play their third game in 3 days tomorrow, but it'll be for the championship against Mount Ridge at 6:15. A game we'll have broadcast right here on 103.9 FM KNDA. Again, I think the biggest storyline is just D-West defending 44 seconds to end regulation, 58 seconds to end the first OT, and then finally, when it came down to free throws, Colgan made just 1 of 2 with 30 seconds left in double overtime. By the way, Colgan only missed 2 free throws all night. They were 12 of 14, but that miss by Janessa Davis was pretty big because Katie Johnson didn't miss He goes 2 for 2 with 10 seconds left at the line. First one tied it. The second one gave the Mustangs a 61-60 victory, their 19th of the season. What else you want to talk about?
Well, again, when you play these type of games, the old adage is defense and rebounding win championships. And that time, and again, you know, the injury to Davis, the ankle injury, really limited her on what she could do. I mean, she wasn't able to get to the basket like she was in the first half. And again, I think that kind of caused them to get caught in a two-man game where it was Davis and Harris mostly in the second half. Again, other than the three hit by her twin sister. And again, the balance of Donovan West. You know, Courtney Johnson led him in scoring last night. Foster had the double-double. Tonight, Katie leads him in scoring, but you still have four people with double figures, and Katie came within one rebound of having a double-double. You almost had two girls with double-doubles in that ball game. And again, twice holding Colgan where they were holding the ball for his last-second shot to play defense. If the shot clock is coming, you know, you're not going to get that a year from now. And you just, as a coach, I know Coach Smith is just beaming right now, and he should. I mean, very few coaches get this opportunity, and when you do, you got to seize the moment. You know, you don't know if and when you would ever get back to this point, and when you do, you got to seize it. And I made the point there, you know, we're not the showiest team when we show up. We're not uber athletic. We're just kind of gritty, like Coach says, and we do things kind of off kilter sometimes. You don't see a lot of teams press like Coach Smith does. And really, frankly, it's surprising that a lot of key teams don't do it. But, again, you know, great game, great opportunity. You know, they could have packed it in there down five, but fought through it. And they'll play for a championship. And win, lose, or draw, you're here. You might as well go ahead and win it.
As well. 61-60 and double overtime. All the other stats pretty even. But how about this one I just glanced down at? Of course, neither team led by more than 5 points in this game. But how about this? 13 ties, 16 lead changes in this 40-minute battle.
That's what you want. That's what you want when you have, as Matt Bloom looks over our shoulders, I can't believe they actually let him into Manhattan. I think he owes people money down here.
Here's the final scoring for Pitt Colgan. They got Mariah Harris with 18, Kayla Davis with 16, Janessa Davis finished with 9, 7 for Lauren O'Brien, 4 for Kyla Olson, and 2 for Molly Sweetie. Both teams struggled shooting three-pointers. Colgan was 2 of 11, and D. West was only 3 of 16 for behind the arc. So the Mustangs make 3 threes for the second night in a row, but they may need a few more against Mound Ridge tomorrow night. Both teams, by the way, also shot exactly 39%. Both teams shot exactly 18% from three-point land in this game as well. So just so many stats that are so, so even. Comes down to the defense, and team makes one free throw, the other makes two, and that's how it is.
And we've struggled shooting the ball from the free throw line, but almost to 70% tonight. In the last two games, we've shot over 70%, so that's good. Yes, Mound Ridge will be a whole different animal altogether. They've got a lot of girls that can score, not afraid to shoot the basketball, very balanced, and really kind of a high basketball IQ team. So it will be, again, another gritty performance by our youngsters. They'll have to come out and, you know, give ourselves a chance. But sometimes, you know, on paper, it looks a certain way. That's why you play him.
Mentioned Colgan, 12 of 14 at the line. Coach mentioned about 70% free throw shooting for Donovan West, 18 out of 26. Would have been 18 out of 24, but Edie missed those two at the end, including one intentionally to try to help seal this victory. So D. West against Mound Ridge, trying to get their first 2A title 2 years after winning the 1A Division I championship down in Dodge City. And we'll have the game on 103.9 tomorrow night, 6:15 scheduled tip-off for D. West girls and Mound Ridge. We got a full slate coming up tomorrow, and we got a lot of teams playing for state championships. D. West girls playing for a title, Silver Lake girls playing for a title, Topeka Seaman girls playing for a title, Centralia girls playing for a title, and Axtell is the only boys team playing for a state title on our radio coverage tomorrow. We'll also have third place games for the Silver Lake boys, as well as the Valley Falls boys and Troy girls third place games coming up tomorrow on radio. You can see the schedule on mscsports.net. Even outside our area, but in the Twin Valley League, you got Hanover and Lynn playing for a girls 1A Division II state championship tomorrow as well. So a phenomenal day of basketball. We have the first game and the last game on this semifinal Friday. We'll have the first game with Valley Falls on KARE 93.7 in their third place game at noon tomorrow. Remember, 2 hours earlier for the start time of all the games tomorrow than what's been the last 3 days. So noon tomorrow for the Valley Falls boys, for us here in Manhattan, and then 6:15 for the D-West Girls Championship game on KNZA. Man, I'm sure we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but three games in 3 days, and then you throw in a double overtime game. I just can't even imagine the girls, you know, and what they're going to have to grit out again tomorrow and find some energy to try to finish it off and cut down the net.
Like I said, you got time to be tired. You can be tired all you want on Sunday.
Well, being tired mentally is one thing, but, you know, physically there's only maybe so much the body can do. But get hydrated, get rest as much as you can.
Get no sympathy from Dad tonight, Luke.
Our player to bank on brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, downtown Hiawatha. And I'm going to go ahead and give that to Katie Johnson tonight, the 5'10 senior for Donovan West. Only had 2 points at halftime in this game. Finishes with 9 rebounds. Johnson goes 6 for 6 at the line in the 2 overtime sessions, including 2 for the game winners with 10 seconds left tonight. So Katie Johnson is our player to bank on. That wraps up the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. It'll wrap up our broadcast. Double overtime tonight. Quite a thriller. Donovan West Girls 61 at Colgan Panthers 60. Thanks to Ray Penning for Dave Johnson. This has been Justin Fluke. We'll be back tomorrow here in Bramlage. More basketball all across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Check it out online, mscsports.net. Listen live online or download the MSC Radio app. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening. Until Championship Saturday, see you tomorrow here on KNZA.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.